A season that started back in August comes to an end this November morning in Lincoln, Nebraska, at Memorial Stadium, the home of the Huskers, the home of the high school football state championships. It's a goal, and for some, a dream that's set back at the beginning stages of the football season, and now these teams are just 48 minutes away from that dream becoming a reality. It's state championship football on the Breeze, 94.5. Today we'll start things off in Class D2 as two unbeaten square off, the Giltner Hornets versus the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Despite great success the past few seasons, the Giltner Hornets are looking for their first state title since 1984 and will rely heavily on their offense, which is averaging 64 points a game. The Flyers will remember the Giltner Hornets. It was just last year in the second round of the playoffs when Giltner ended Humphrey St. Francis' season. Today, a shot at redemption. The stakes much higher. It's state championship football, and it starts right now.
And good morning, everyone, from Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. It is time for the first of six state championship football games on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Breeze 94.5 FM. It's not Monday night football, it's Monday morning football as the Giltner Hornets take on the Flyers of Humphrey St. Francis. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Brad Beam, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coming up, we'll hear from both of the coaches. But Larry, there's something about it, a beautiful morning here. They don't have to worry about the weather. It is not brisk. It is pretty nice. It'll be a little cool because of the morning conditions. But you've got two football teams that are very familiar with winning.
Yeah, no question. And you said it best. The weather's not going to be a big issue today. Small south wind, but nothing more than a breeze. And you're exactly right. In recent history here, this is Giltner's it's going to be their second trip in just the last few years. But those other couple years, they were beaten in the semis. I mean, they've played in November here for the last several years. And we've seen the same thing with Humphrey St. Francis, where they've recently been a state champion. And they've actually had, in many ways, the same demise as Giltner's had. Giltner's run into those big Howells teams. Humphrey St. Francis has run into those big Howells teams to keeping them from having multiple state titles. Giltner ended Humphrey St. Francis' season last year. So both of these teams, no stranger to the playoffs.
Well, and we'll see how things go today. Humphrey St. Francis, Larry, they're not going to change anything. Giltner has been able to do a little bit of both. They've always liked to throw the ball and run the ball, but they have just run through things. Humphrey St. Francis, they like to keep that ball on the ground.
No question. Slobber knocker ball. Northeast Nebraska football, they're going to line up too tight. They're going to get in the eye. Tons of ISO, tons of power, tons of sweep with the quarterback as your lead blocker. No secrets in what Humphrey St. Francis is going to do. They like to play mean, tough, physical football on both sides of the ball. They have a defense that doesn't give up much points. They don't surrender a lot of yards. Looking at Giltner, high-flying offense, they're going to spread you out. They're going to run clear-out schemes and tons of crossing routes, and they're going to get guys open and move the ball. That way they can run the option. Last year in the playoffs, Doug, that's really what we saw happen. Giltner just ran Humphrey St. Francis off the field with their option game, speed option game. The speed was a big difference last year in that game. Giltner just ran by Humphrey all night in that game. Humphrey came back to make it close. It really wasn't a game from about the first mid-first quarter on last year. And speed will be the key again here, Doug. Giltner, they only have one player in their starting group that runs over a 5'40", and that's their big guy, their center nose guard. Otherwise, everybody's got tons of speed for Giltner.
Well, and for this Humphrey St. Francis team, they haven't had the same work that Giltner has had. Giltner has had their season ended the last 3 years by Howells. Now, 3 years ago, it was right here. This freshman group was here in the state championship game in 2009 where they lost to Howells. Then they've lost to Howells the last 2 years. Of course, Howells now with Dodge moved up to D1. For Humphrey St. Francis, they were here in 2008 as the runner-up to Ewing and then came back and blitzed the Hayes Center team in 2009. They were knocked out in 2010 by Howells and, as we said, in the second round last year by Giltner. So these teams, they beat who they're supposed to beat, and let's see how things play out today.
Yeah, you know, and you say that they beat who they're supposed to beat. When you look at their regular season schedule, they're kind of the same in that Giltner gets a huge win to start the year, 46-6, against Bruning Davenport Schickley, who ended up in the state semis, who defeated Howells. So we know they're a good, solid program. Giltner absolutely destroys them 46-6 to open the season. But after that, they did play the Kennesaw team, which was a good football team, but Kennesaw had a lot of injuries and some things like that early in the year. But the rest of that schedule really wasn't very strong. When you look at Humphrey St. Francis' schedule, though it's a Northeast Nebraska schedule, Lindsey Holy family is the only real game that sticks out to you as somebody that was really going to push Humphrey St. Francis. So neither one, I'll say, to this point, has seen a team with the caliber of the other here. This will be the biggest game outside of it being, say, championship game. I'm saying X's and O's and execution, that thing. It'll be the biggest game either one of these teams has seen this year.
It's hard to believe that still really neither one of these teams has had a challenge going into the fourth quarter. Even in the state semifinals, Humphrey St. Francis jumped out on Falls City Sacred Heart big early and cruised into a 38-13 win. And we know what Giltner did to Shelton because we had that game for you right here. And that was a battle. It was 20-6. Giltner had to punt midway through the second quarter. Shelton had an opportunity to cut it to a one-possession game, but when they didn't, Giltner was able to run out the half with a couple of more scores, return the opening kickoff of the third quarter for a touchdown, and that put that football game away. Humphrey St. Francis' closest game was last week in the semifinals, the 25-point win over Falls City Sacred Heart. They had won by 30 on opening night over Osmond and 30, as you said, over Lindsey Holy family. For Giltner, they just continued to blitz everyone. If it's not a running clock, then it's hard to believe that it's Giltner football, because they beat Kennesaw by 42 points. They beat Anselmo Myrna in the second round of the playoffs by 36, and that's as close a football game as you're going to see all year for the Giltner Hornets.
Right. I mean, Giltner, this is a team that scored 90 twice this year, Doug. I mean, they can put points on the board. They're going to stress you vertically, horizontally. I mean, they put a tremendous amount of stress on you. They don't huddle. Their offense is really good. Their defense has been very good. But one of the things I think that's most important is, and you touched on it, Giltner has the way to build an avalanche. Games sometimes like the Kennesaw game, or last week we saw it where things are a little bit close early. They get one break to go their way, and all of a sudden it's a 21 or 28-point snowball. Humphrey St. Francis, on the other hand, it's death by 1,000 paper cuts. They are going to keep pounding you and pounding you and pounding you, and they stress you in a little bit different way. The stress that they give you is you believe you should get off the field when you're on defense and it's 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5. And Humphrey St. Francis is the kind of team that's just going to keep running that ISO right in the B gap and keep getting that first down and getting that first down. So both these teams will stress you, but in very different ways.
Well, we're going to take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze at ESPN Radio, and we will hear from the coaches, starting with Eric Kessler of Humphrey St. Francis, followed by Jeff Ashby of Giltner. You're listening to the State Football Championships, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5. Tyson and Veronica alongside with you. Joining us as we get the Humphrey St. Francis perspective of things for this D2 state championship, it is the head coach of the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers, Eric Kessler, joining us on the program. Eric, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk, first of all, a little bit about your ball club, your game last week in the semifinals. Kind of a wild finish there. Ends up going a very close battle. And talk maybe just a little bit about how your team performed in that semifinal game.
Well, I was really pleased with how we played. I thought we came out and executed very well, both offensively and defensively. Sacred Heart is a tremendous team. They were rated number one in some of the polls, and obviously Coach Goltz is a legendary Hall of Fame type coach. So we for us to come out and play as well as we did and take care of business was a very gratifying win.
Talk maybe just a little bit about your ball club and so far this season, everything that has led to your Flyers to get to this point, to get to Memorial Stadium, the ultimate goal for any team in high school football.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when you talk about us, you got to first of all talk about our seniors. You know, we have 9 seniors on our team. You know, that's a lot for our size of school to have 9 kids that, you know, all have starting experience and all contribute a lot. So, you know, we're very senior heavy. The kids have worked hard for 4 years, and obviously, like you said, the ultimate goal is to play in the big house. That's been good. We like to run the football, and we take a lot of pride in our defense. So those are probably, you know, a couple components of, you know, what's gotten us here.
The last time the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers were in the state title game was back in 2009 when they won the D2 title. Talking maybe just a little bit about this particular team, is there any similarities to that 2009 title team?
Well, you know, my memory's not as good as it probably should be. You know, it's hard to compare different teams. That 09 team was a great team. I guess, you know, the comparisons, again, you know, it starts with the leadership. You know, I know that we had a lot of great seniors on that team, and we do again this year. You know, and kind of our system, what we like to do, doesn't change a whole lot from year to year. You know, but, you know, the kids have been, you know, really bought in this year and you know, just to put in a little time. So, you know, just happy with where we're at right now.
Talking a little bit about your opponents, the Giltner Hornets. You met Giltner last year in the second round of the D2 playoffs in a game that unfortunately had to be in the second round. It was two great football teams and very good battle. What have you seen so far from Giltner this year? Any similarities to that team we saw last year?
Well, there's definitely some similarities. They've got quite a bit back from last year, you know, and they lost some good players, and they've replaced them, and they're even better this year, in my opinion. Very good skill position players. You know, they got a lot of weapons. You know, they're kind of scary to watch on film. It's almost like a basketball team. They score in bunches, and they make runs. And then, you know, people kind of forget about their defense. They're very good defensively. That's, you know, obviously that, you know, why they're still playing is they play good defense as well. So they're a complete team. They're well coached. It's a tremendous challenge for us.
How do you keep, their offense can score, and they can score so quickly. We've had them for several games, and their average drive maybe takes about 40 seconds. Talk about how big your defense has to step up to play today.
Well, yeah, they'll have to step up big, obviously. You know, and however many games we've played, you know, Giltner's played 12 games, and every coach has, you know, tried to have a plan to slow them down, and it hasn't been very effective for the most part. They've got so many ways to hurt you. You know, I think, you know, the key for us will be just to, you know, to try to slow them down. I don't think you stop them, but you got to slow them down, make them earn their points. Hopefully, we can get a turnover or two, but maybe more importantly, we need to be able to move the ball. And maintain the possession for ourselves and keep the ball away from them. And you know, they can't score if they don't have the ball. So, you know, that'll be a key if we're able to move the ball offensively.
Once again, we're talking with Eric Kessler. He is the head coach of the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers here, playing against the Giltner Hornets here in the D2 State Championship to lead things off here at Memorial Stadium. And, coaches, we were talking about their offense, and we're talking, of course, you mentioned to keep the ball, hold the ball on offense. Talking maybe about your offensive game plan and how you plan to keep that offense on the field.
Well, you know, we are a run first oriented power type team. We like to run the football. We've got a pretty you know, solid offensive line. We feel has done some good things this year. So it'll be important for us to you know, establish a line of scrimmage early and you know, move the ball. We've got some, you know, we can pass the ball a little bit. And I think we'll have to sprinkle that in there as well, because obviously their game plan will be to stop our run. So you know, we're going to have to mix it up a bit and you know, take care of the football. We can't be putting it on the turf. That's a bad recipe in this game. So we got to take care of the ball and own the line of scrimmage.
Last year, this game was a very close game, and I believe it was maybe a 2-point game when it was all said and done, when the dust settled. Talk maybe about this year, what your Flyers have to do differently. What's the keys to the game for your Humphrey St. Francis Flyers?
Well, you know, the keys this year, to be honest, we don't think too much about last year. You know, the score was not indicative of the game. They controlled the game last year. They did a great job, and it really kind of handled us. I mean, I think this year, you know, we can learn on some of that stuff, but like I said, we've got to slow them down, avoid the big plays. Like you mentioned, they score in like 40 seconds. We've got to make them march the field a little bit. Turnovers always key in these type of games, and then we've got to own the line of scrimmage and establish ourselves with our running game and be able to maintain the ball. Hopefully get a couple breaks, because I think, you know, we might need one or two to make it interesting in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's a rematch of last year's second round playoff game in the D2 second round. It's for a much higher stakes this time around. The D2 state championship is coming up next between the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers and the Giltner Hornets. Coach Kessler, congratulations on the success of the season so far, and good luck to you this morning in Memorial Stadium.
All right, thank you very much.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning and welcome to the state championship edition of the NewTek Seed pregame show. Tyson Ivoronic with you, and joining us will be the first off the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, Jeff Aspey, as we get set for the first state championship game here, the D2 state championship between the Giltner Hornets and the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. And first of all, before we get going here, Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Giltner Hornets here. Another good playoff run for you guys. Now you guys find yourselves in that state championship game. First of all, just sort of talk about this particular team and what they've done so far this season that has allowed you to get to this point.
We have a great senior class, you know, on this football team. We had 8 seniors out. And so, you know, anytime you have, you know, that many seniors with that much experience, it always makes you a better football team. And, you know, and they put a lot of extra work in during the summers because, you know, they knew we had a chance to be an excellent football team, and they wanted to make sure that, and they had a goal of making the state finals and, you know, getting back there and trying to win that state championship. You know, they were freshmen when we were down there in 2009 and kind of got pummeled by Howell. So they kind of want to redeem themselves.
And when you're looking at this particular team here, you know, first of all, as you're looking at the quarterback play of Jake Finley, he is setting records here left and right, has broke the school record for passing touchdowns. He just broke the state record for passing yards in your win last week against Shelton with 3,493. Talk about how pivotal Jake has been for your offense.
Jake, you know, he runs our offense about as well as you can run it. You know, he makes quick decisions and things like that. And he's got a lot of weapons, and, you know, with Dustin Hastings, Kyle Hawthorne, and Ben Henricks, and Garrett Pop, and Ryan Clyre. I mean, he's loaded with weapons, and so that makes it even that much easier for him. You know, he doesn't have to throw the ball a long ways to get a lot of yards. You know, he could throw it, you know, 4 yards, and that could turn into 74 yards. So, you know, it makes it look pretty good. Things like that. So, I think we actually have set this season, we've broken 15 state records.
And you guys are just scoring left and right. I've tried to add up your season total of points on the calculator, and boy, just made my calculator smoke. And your offense, really kind of the pivotal part around this. You'd like to jump on teams early, get that comfortable lead early, and then play out the rest of the game. Is that going to be the focus again here this morning?
Yeah, I mean, that's our plan, you know. And obviously we can't do that without our defense, because our defense gets us in 3 and outs and we can get the ball back in our hands right away. And obviously our offense can't do that without our defense. So our defense is kind of the unsung hero of this whole thing, and they don't get mentioned much, but they're probably the key to our success on offense.
Once again, the Giltner Hornets playing the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers here in the D2 state championship. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, your freshmen were down here, played in Lincoln in this environment. Just from their standpoint, what would this game mean, not only for the school, but for them as well, to pick up a win here this morning?
Well, it'd be pretty special if they can, you know, top off their senior year and the career that they've had here at Giltner. The senior group is, their record is 44-4 here so far. So if we could get in that with, 45-4 for their 4 years of high school, that'd be saying a lot for that group of kids, and they worked really hard for the last 4 years.
Once again, Giltner undefeated on the season so far. They're taking on the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers here at Memorial Stadium, And let's talk a little bit about the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. This is a team that you saw last year in the playoffs in the second round in what was an incredible early matchup for you. What do you remember from St. Francis? What have they done since then? What have you seen from the Flyers?
Well, you know, like I said, we met them last year in the second round, which was unfortunate. It's two excellent teams like that to meet that early, but that's just the way it worked out last year. And you know, they were one of the best teams in Class D2 last year. So, you know, the differences in our team right now is, you know, we graduated, you know, three guys that started, and they graduated five guys that started. So they had a great group of kids coming back, and we had a great group of kids coming back. So, you know, I expect this to be, you know, a four-quarter game and probably right down to the wire. And they're, you know, they are like they are every year. You know, they're fast and they're big and they're athletic, and we've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage against these guys.
You mentioned that this game might go down to the wire. Does that concern you at all as the head coach, because you've had so many games this year where Giltner has really been in control and been comfortable in those football games? Does it concern you that you might have to play a full four quarters and that you might not know how to respond to these kind of close games?
No, not really. You know, our offense, you know, does what it does, and, you know, we've got pass plays. You know, I can't even tell you how many plays we have. But it's enough to get, you know, the ball to where we need to get it and get it down the field. And we usually can get it down there pretty quick. And, you know, I think our scoring guys, last I checked a while back, you know, our scoring guys are averaging, you know, about 56 seconds. So, you know, and we work on that, you know, every day in practice, you know, scoring quickly. And in case we get into a situation where we need to get down the field and we got big playmakers. So, you know, we don't worry about what the score. You know, if we've got 40 seconds left on the clock, there's a good chance that we can probably get it down the field and get it, you know, in the end zone.
Once again, Giltner playing Humphrey St. Francis, number one versus number two. It's the D2 state championship on the Breeze 94.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. And Coach, as we wrap this show up here, let's talk about the keys for a Giltner State Championship this morning.
Well, two things we got to do. We got to take care of the football and don't turn it over. You know, we've done a pretty good job, you know, this year of doing that. We've had a couple lately that were kind of disappointing, but that's first and foremost. And then the second thing is penalties. We're not very good at that. We get penalties, we get dumb penalties, and you know, I think we've double the penalties that our opponents have against us. So, you know, we had to talk about that, you know, yesterday at practice about, you know, cleaning that up. But we can't have those mistakes against, you know, a great St. Francis team, you know, here today.
The Giltner Hornets have had an incredible season so far. As Coach Ashby mentioned, 15 state records, 15 records that have been broke so far by this football team. So, Coach, you've been a lot of fun to cover on the air, cover on the radio, and we wish you luck as you play your state championship game here at Memorial Stadium coming up in just a few minutes here on the Breeze 94.5. Thanks once again for the time.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll gather the Humphrey St. Francis side of things and see how and if they can slow down this Giltner scoring attack.
Country Crafts and Friends would like to say thank you to everyone who came out and supported the Country Craft event. Country Crafts and Friends would also like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on an excellent football season. Good luck in today's state championship game. Go Hornets!
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, is scheduled to open in their new building in Giltner in early 2013. This is Eric Lichty, branch manager of Giltner State Bank, letting you know how excited we are to become a member of the Giltner community and to serve the financial needs of the Giltner area residents. We invite you to follow the progress of our building project on our website, hendersonstatebank.net. Also, we'd love to have you as a customer of the First Bank in Giltner community in 85 years. We're growing to meet your needs. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on class on the Breeze 94.5 and on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker as the teams are being introduced. Giltner wearing the white jerseys and the orange trim, and of course the home blue and the white trim for Humphrey St. Francis. Giltner won the toss. They elected to defer, so St. Francis will get the football first. And you take a look up and down the lines here, you're trying to see how big these eight-man football teams are, and I think you see that outside of Dylan Gartner for Giltner, most of the time Giltner is not going to be the bigger of the teams, Larry.
Yeah, there's no question. And even looking at him down here, Doug, St. Francis is definitely bigger, thicker. If there's a mean meter, St. Francis has got it in how their guys look.
Well, Humphrey St. Francis, Giltner both have run the table and have went undefeated this season. For Humphrey St. Francis, you'll be looking at J.J. Altmaier. He is a 5'9", 185-pound sophomore that has run for 1,500 yards this season. And when you look up and down their stat sheet, they've just got so many guys that have done so many things. After that, Chad Heyer, he is the fullback. He's a senior, 5'11", 190-pounder, and he has run for nearly 800 yards this season. The quarterback is Nate Clark. Clausen, and we know that name from the last few years. Clausen, 5'9", 175-pound senior, one of those names, Larry, that is synonymous with Humphrey in that part of the state.
No question, and you're going to see a few of those names every time you see some of these Northeast Nebraska schools. Those names are kind of recycled through there.
You're also going to see John Weezer and Jake Werner out there. As far as catching the ball, throwing the ball, Clausen doesn't put it up that much. You think there's some players that schools that don't throw the ball much. How about two times a game, two and a half, not even that. I've seen 27 attempts from Clausen. Now, the backup, who is Sam Zach, when they're up so much, he throws the ball a little bit. But that's what you're looking at here from St. Francis.
Yeah. Coach Kessler, he's one of those coaches that'll break out with a rash if he has to start throwing it. He's just allergic to it.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups here for the Giltner Hornets. Not much has changed there. The center is number 76, 6'3", 270-pound senior in Dylan Gartner. And then at the guard, you'll see Garrett Poppin and Ben Heinrich switch between guard and tight end. Both can do a lot there for Garrett Poppin. He is number 33, 6 foot, 205-pound junior. And for Ben Heinrichs, he is a 5'9", 160-pound sophomore. And then you go to the right guard, that's Justin Joyce, who was really big in that Shelton game. Saw him in the backfield more than about anybody. He's just a sophomore, 5'9", 165-pound sophomore. The wide receivers, number 87, 6'1", 150-pound senior, Dustin Hastings and Kyle Hawthorne, 5'7", 150-pound senior. He is an absolute burner out there. As he takes care of the football, he can get things going. And the running back is Ryan Clyer, 5'11", 190-pound senior, wears number 30. And the record-setting quarterback, breaking Colin Janicek's single-season passing record out of Pleasanton last week in the Shelton game, Jake Finley. He is your quarterback, number 8, 6'2", 160-pound senior. The amazing stats, 62 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And, Larry, I think the one thing here is it'll be interesting if he would happen to throw that first one in the ballgame today.
Yeah, no question. And this is a defense, and they'll have a plan, Doug, to take the ball away. I can assure you, Humphrey St. Francis has a top-notch defensive coordinator. Dave Strickland does a great job. He knows what he's doing. He will have a plan to take the ball away from Giltner today.
Well, that is a look at the starting lineups, and it's also going to conclude our pregame show as we're about ready for high school football, the first of six championship games between the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers and the Giltner Hornets. The New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. Contact them or any of your local dealers at New Tech Seed. We will have the national anthem and kick things off here. Of course, you'll have television coverage, but we're glad to have, as the only radio station in the state, Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460 and 1550 bring you all six championship games. And, of course, right here on the Breeze, we've got morning football today and tomorrow. Sutton will be in the C2 championship game tomorrow morning, and we will have that for you right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM as they take on the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, who are the defending state champions. The D1 final is up next here, and that will be Exeter Milligan taking on Elgin Pope John, also the defending champion. And tonight, it is the Class A final, the Battle of the North, Millard North and Omaha North. Also going on tomorrow after the C2 final between Sutton and Aquinas, we will have the C1 final for you between Boone Central Newman Grove and Norfolk Catholic. And then the B final tomorrow night will wrap things up, and that will be Omaha Gross taking on Norris. You've got quite a little bunch of schools there from that Humphrey, Albion, Elgin area. They've got a lot to talk about here the next 2 days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then for outstate Nebraska, you know, where we get Sutton and Giltner, and we had Donovan Trumbull right there at the very end. But, yeah, that little pod up there in northeast Nebraska spits out stud after stud.
And not very, you know, this is unusual, too, because as I look at my map, Albion, I guess, would be the farthest west team. Giltner would be the second farthest west team. Unusual that nobody farther west than that. It seemed like the easternmost teams in the west bracket made it here to Lincoln. And that doesn't bode well, I guess, for the team's way to the west.
And we talked a little bit about that, you and I did, off the air last week. We didn't quite have the same Cambridge teams that we've had, the same North Platte St. Pat's. I mean, there were some of those traditional powers that just weren't quite as tough as they'd been, and you are exactly right. You know, you didn't get anything west of Grand Island.
We will take a break and kick things off right after this on The Breeze and ESPN Radio.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets!
And welcome back. State football action here on The Breeze at ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us as Giltner gets ready to boot it away. They will be moving from right to left, and Humphrey St. Francis will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And back deep for the Flyers, they will send number 7, Chad Heyer, number 9, Caleb Suits, to get this football game underway. And one thing we've talked about as well, makes it a lot easier when you can boot that ball into the end zone. Don't let 8-man players have a chance to return it, and you usually see the outstanding teams able to do that, and we'll see if Giltner can bomb that baby into the end zone, which they should be able to do.
Yeah, and they're going to need to. Again, like you said, on an 8-man field with 8-man players, the last thing you want to do is give the ball to somebody in space. It's going to be interesting, Doug, to see how Giltner does here. Giltner's going to come out. They're going to start on defense. They won the toss, elected to defer. They're going to get punched right in the mouth right away with a scheme that they haven't seen this year. I'm sure they've seen people, they did last week, somebody that wants to run the eye, but not with the authority that Humphrey St. Francis is going to.
Well, Dylan Gartner waiting to put the ball on the tee to get this football game underway. Why not have the biggest guy on the team, as he's done all year, just put that big leg into it and get this football game underway. So again, as we wait for TV, we're ready to tell you that it is Giltner taking on Humphrey St. Francis here on The Breeze and ESPN 1460 1550. You can also catch football action, all of the games, on our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Beautiful day for football, wind not a factor, and as you're watching it, you can see the white lines. You have to get ready for the adjusted 100-yard field, and the boot is in the air, and it just gets into the end zone about 2 yards deep. So Humphrey St. Francis will start first and 10 at their own 15-yard line to get this D2 state championship game underway. And we talked about it last week. We've talked about it in the playoffs, Larry. Giltner usually buries a team or gets on top of them in the first quarter. They've never had to play from behind. And Humphrey St. Francis is going to have to find a way to not let that happen if they want to win this game.
No question, especially with the style of offense that Humphrey St. Francis is going to run. They cannot find themselves two or three scores down. They're in big trouble if that happens.
So the I-back here is Chad Heyer. Fullback is going to be Eisenminger, Connor Eisenminger. They'll hand it off Heyer right up the middle. He's got the 20, the 25, and a good run there to start this football game off for Humphrey St. Francis right up the gut, second and one.
Straight ISO, Doug, and they absolutely blasted through their shoestring tackler. Even a touchdown. Here's a little wrinkle. Humphrey St. Francis, no huddle.
They're going to try and do something that Giltner wants to do, so there could be some tired souls here when this football game gets over. Long count on second one. It's a pitch play over the left side. First down, Chad Heyer able to get that first down.
Doug, this will be interesting. This is exactly the way their playoff game started last year. Giltner won the toss, deferred. St. Francis comes out running ISO for 10 yards, first down, and then the drive absolutely stalled. It was the last time they really had anything going on offense in regular time. And here, first two plays, this is exactly what we saw last year.
Now, they put Heyer back there. Oldmer is their leading rusher, and now he comes into the football game, so it was definitely a different wrinkle. He's now in there as the I-back, and you have got Heyer as the fullback. So first down and 10 here for St. Francis, and we've got penalty flags before this play can get underway.
That's going to be on St. Francis's fullback, double clutched out of his three-point stance, I think, Doug.
So a five-yard penalty here. We'll push it back. First down and 15 at their own 21, just underway with the D2 state championship game. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, KLIQ, Hastings, Giltner, and ESPN Radio, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, KXPN, KICS. Glad to have you along with us. On this Monday morning, it is a beautiful day for football, and the five-yard penalty will push them back to first and 15 at the 21-yard line. Quarterback Nate Clausen, who does not throw the football much, 27 pass attempts all year long. So Giltner would love to get them in third and long situations. It could start here on first and 15. And they'll just toss, sweep it to Oldmer. He's hitting the backfield, bounces off that, and he's going to be run towards the sideline to about the original first down marker. Going to be marked at the 25-yard line, a gain of four. It'll be second down and 11.
And Doug, Oldmer is a load. I mean, he is a big kid. He runs behind his pads the way you want a running back to run. You know, his weight, height and weight isn't huge, but you see him in his pads. He's big in his pads, and he's thunderous when he gets to the point of attack.
And for Giltner, you had Ben Heinrichs back in there busting the play up right away. Here's a handoff over the right side for another 5 yards, crashing across the 30, maybe getting to the 31-yard line. Nothing special with J.J. Oldmer. He's going to carry the ball, and he's going to carry the ball a lot.
Here's the key here, Doug. This is why Humphrey St. Francis can't fall behind in this game and can't get behind the chains. They were first and 15. Here they are, third and five. They've ran two ISOs. This is what they do. If they can stay on schedule and not get behind the chains, they're going to be fine. They're going to get a lot of first downs the same way you just saw it happen.
So Henrik's taking care of what he needs to take care of. It's going to be third and a long five here. As they drop back to pass, Clausen rolls to his right, has a little pressure, dumps it out here, and it is knocked down. Boy, right into the belly of the defensive lineman. Knocking it down was Dustin Hastings, and that'll force a fourth and five, a punting situation here. They weren't going to do anything special but throw about a four-yard pass to the tight end, and that ball never got more than about 3 feet off the ground. He hit him in the hip.
Right, and when it comes to interceptions, it's Giltner 35 on the year, and they haven't thrown one. So they get a lot of them. They don't throw very many of them. It's kind of surprising there why they didn't come back and run the ball.
Very odd-looking punting formation. Now they will put Eisenminger back there to punt the football. They line up as if they were going to go for it in an odd situation, and the punt is away. Fair catch called for and taken at the 21-yard line. That's only a 28-yard punt. First down and 10 is where Giltner will start at the 21-22-yard line. For the Hornets to get that explosive offense out there that averages 47 seconds per scoring drive, and that's because they have a lot of one- and two-play drives, Larry.
Yeah, and Doug, I like this already. I see Humphrey St. Francis is coming out, and they're going to run probably, they've got a free safety. It's going to be some sort of matchup zone which I think is the one thing that can beat Giltner, is some sort of matchup zone. Coach Hudson and I from Ravenna last week had a big conversation about this, and I think it's the one thing that can beat them.
Jake Finley, the quarterback. Hawthorne in motion as usual. Clyre, the running back. They set up a backside screen. It is complete, but the tackle is made immediately by John Weezer, and he's going to get that tackle after a gain of about 3 to the 45. They'll mark him at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, Dylan Gartner missed his block there on the Mike linebacker. If he makes that block, that thing goes a long ways. But they are running some semblance of a zone. This will be very interesting. Giltner hasn't seen this year.
Finley, all by himself now to backfield. Quick pass out into the flat, complete to the 30. Lowering his shoulder and getting to the 33-yard line is going to be enough for a first down. Kyle Hawthorne.
See, and here's the key. J.J. Oltmer missed the tackle right at the point of attack there. Humphrey St. Francis is going to have to tackle today, Doug. They cannot let these receivers slip off.
Clyre is slot left. Hastings is wide left. They've also got twins to the right here, so only 3 down linemen. They'll throw it out here quickly to Hastings, who makes the catch. Fumbles the ball, but it got out of bounds, just short of midfield. They'll mark it between the 38 and the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 5.5.
Here's the key. They're running the same play over and over. They're just running that quick route, almost like a bubble screen to the far receiver, because the cornerback, they're playing like deep thirds back there, and that corner is 10 yards off with the number two receiver being pressed by the linebacker. They're going to keep throwing this, Doug, over and over and over.
So it'll be second down, call it 4 yards to go, just short of midfield. Here is a pass to the tight end that is just like we saw from Humphrey St. Francis into the back of the linebacker.
Yeah,
looking that time to get it to Ben Hendricks, and it never had a chance to get in there.
No,
and it's second, third down.
J.J. Oltmer knocked that thing away, and he just about picked him. You called it at the top of this broadcast. That first interception may come in this one.
Third down and 4, back to pass, thrown out here, and did he hold on to it? Yes, he did. First down to Dustin Hastings. What a great catch, keeping his feet in front of the Giltner sideline. I mean, it takes like 1 second for Finley to get the snap, turn, and fire. They gave him just enough cushion to move the chain.
What a great catch, Doug. That time you saw the linebacker that's pressing the number two receiver just about come up and pick that.
First and 10 at the 35 of St. Francis. Opening series for Giltner. Finley throws it down the sidelines again. They keep giving him too much cushion, and it's going to be a first down type throw. Move the chains again. Might have to bring the chains in to look here, but it is complete. And they go ahead and move those chains inside the 25-yard line to the 24.
Humphrey's doing a great job keeping it in front of them. It's not going to be a 45-second scoring drive, but it's going to be a minute or two scoring drive. They've got to close the cushion on the number one receiver.
Well, they're giving 8 yards of cushion here to Hastings. Finley, back to pass. He'll go to the other side. Hawthorne, same cushion. Caught at the 25 and wrestled down at the 24, but or the 14, excuse me, got to get used to these 80-yard numbers here. But he's going to be a yard short of the first down, second down, and 9. It's all good and well. It's just they're trying to make Giltner use more snaps than they usually do and maybe make a mistake.
They're just trying to keep everything in front of them. And this is where Giltner, Doug, puts the pressure on you. Giltner is more than happy to run these bubble screens. It's not even really a bubble screen. The receiver's just turning and catching the ball, or they're running 2-3 hitches or 4-5 hitches. They're going to run those stop routes over and over and over and over until Giltner closes that cushion. And the minute you watch, Doug, at some point here, Humphrey St. Francis is going to close that cushion, and you're going to see the underneath routes. You're going to start seeing the number two crossing routes come open.
Little chess game, obviously, early on here. They bring the chains out. They're about 2 inches short of the first down, so second and inches here for Giltner at the 14-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis. Just the quick out, as you said, the quick hitch, and just way too much cushion there. That would be open at this point all day long. And, of course, Jake Finley, the quarterback, way too smart. He's been able to see anything that anybody's thrown at him. Obviously, this will probably be the best defense he has seen all year long. Second and 1, still out of the shotgun. They'll throw it over to Hastings, an easy first down, and he will get inside the 10-yard line and then kind of drag his toe for another 3 yards, walking the tightrope there to stay in, push him out at the 7, first and goal.
2-3 hitch, Doug, and what will happen, you won't see it on this drive, but the other thing that starts to set itself up there, they are playing one high, so there will be safety help, but it starts to set up a hitch and go, where you hitch him up and then throw deep behind
him. Now they put Hastings all by himself to the left. They go trips to the right side for the first time. Quarterback Finley looks over to the sideline here for the signal. And now they will send a man in motion and put it second. Two to the right, two to the left. And Finley crossing, tipped into the end zone once, twice, and incomplete. Boy, that ball rattled off three flyer hands there. And it'll be second down and goal, intending that ball on the right side for Ben Hendricks.
Giltner's got to figure this out quick, Doug. The way Humphrey's playing this thing, they want you to throw the slants. That's why the two slants they've thrown have nearly been picked. You got to stay with your hitches.
Clyer in the left slot, second down and goal. They'll throw it out here to Hastings. Clyer can't quite seal the block, but it'll be inside the five to the four. Third down and goal at the four-yard line. Think about calling Giltner games for the last few years. It's not if they're going to be scoring, it's when they're going to be scoring, because they just don't get stopped very often. What did we see, one punt last week against Shelton in a state semifinal game?
That's exactly right. And the other thing down here is I don't expect to see too many field goals or extra points by either one of these teams tonight.
They will actually put Clyer in the backfield as a blocking back. They're going to run option, pitch it to Ryan, and he is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage by number four, J.J. Altmer, at the six-yard line, and that brings up a rare situation for Giltner, a decision to make on fourth down and goal at the six, but since they don't kick extra points, there's not much of a decision to make.
No, and to be quite honest with you, to Coach Strickland's credit here, he's going to give you the 2-3 hitch all the way down the field, knowing that it's going to get tougher to complete that with less real estate down by the goal line. This has worked so far.
They have attempted 12 PATs, or 7 of 12. They'll throw it here, and it's a touchdown. A little behind the receiver, but it is caught by Dustin Hastings for a 6-yard touchdown pass.
Doug, Hastings did a great job there. He runs a slant, but he gives one little coming out of his break. He opened his shoulders to the corner of the end zone, opened them outside, completely turned the linebacker around from Humphrey St. Francis. He got inside position. Once you get across that linebacker's face, you're going to be money every time, and it was a perfect throw.
And so they will line up to go 4-2. Converting fourth down yet again. Finley by himself in the backfield, sends the man in motion right to left, wants to throw to the right, has it, but it goes through the hands that time of the intended receiver, which was Hendricks, and it will be incomplete. So the two-point conversion no good with exactly 7 minutes to go in the D2 first quarter state championship. 6-0 Giltner, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Crazy not being able to hear.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
With Larry Baker, Doug Duda, high atop Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln, where the state football finals are taking place the next 2 days. Huskers wrapping up the home portion of their season last week on Saturday with the win over Minnesota. As we're ready to kick it away, Dylan Gartner boots it, and he will sail it deep into the end zone, through the back of the end zone, and Humphrey St. Francis will start again at their own 15-yard line. So a 58-yard drive capped on a fourth down and goal pass from Jake Finley to Dustin Hastings to make it 6-0.
Yeah, and Giltner just took what Humphrey St. Francis gave him there, and really pretty good plan by Humphrey, to be quite honest with you. Just going to dink and dunk, keep everything in front of them, and try to make goal line stands.
But once again, Giltner gets the lead. They force St. Francis to punt it the first time around. Hire the fullback, Altmer the eye back, and Klassen the quarterback. It's a toss to the right side and hit and driven down by three or four players, knocking the ball out of there, but it's after the play is over. It'll be a short gain out to the 17, maybe 17-and-a-half yard line here for the eye back, J.J. Altmer, over 1,500 yards rushing on the season.
And I think this is exactly what Humphrey St. Francis needs to do. The Flyers need to just continue to pound the ball, try to get first downs and hold the ball here and keep Jake Finley and that offense off the field.
Garrett Poppin was in on the tackle from that left guard, left defensive end position. On second down and 7 yards to go, Clausen will turn, give it off again, this time starting left and cutting back to the right, but not getting enough of a hole there is going to be Chad Heyer. He'll get across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 2.
And that's a great run, Doug. You're seeing it again. That was just somebody from the pile reached out and grabbed his leg and brought him down. But that thing's maybe a touchdown otherwise. Humphrey St. Francis is close here to breaking them. You're seeing Giltner bring, you know, 7 guys on every play.
Now they have brought Eisenminger in as the fullback here. The I back, of course, is J.J. Ultmer on third and short, double tight end. Clausen gives it to Ultmer. He comes off the left side for the first down. Gartner gets on him and brings him down after a gain of 4 out to the 27.
Yeah, and I think Humphrey needs to be careful not to, you know, on that last drive they threw the ball there on that third down. They got to be careful not to get out of who they are. You know, sometimes when you play a team like Giltner, even though it's 6-0 in your mind, it's 12 or 18 to nothing type of a thing. Because you know what's looming, you just have to do what you do.
Humphrey St. Francis getting a little drive together here on their second possession. It's 6-0 Giltner, 5.5 to go in the first quarter of play. And now they do split a man out wide to the right. Out of the I formation, Clausen takes the snap again, pitches it to the right side, looking for some running room. There's a hole across midfield, and stepping out of bounds into Giltner territory is Chad Heyer at the 38-yard line, biggest play of the game for the Flyers.
Yeah, I kind of like this little thunder and lightning thing, actually. Humphrey St. Francis has got going on. Ultmer's the pounder. He's going to bloody Giltner's nose, and Heyer, it looks like, has just got a little extra gear and can get by you.
Caleb Suits, the guy that would probably haul in a pass, he's the one that's probably got the loneliest job out there. He splits out as a wide receiver from time to time or lines up as a tight end, but most of his work is to do the blocking. John Weezer is the fullback, not Eisenminger. My bad, as we pick that up and hand it off over the left side. A minimal gain here to the 36-yard line. Gang tackling again for Giltner.
And one of the surprises a little bit, Doug, because of Dylan Gartner and his presence, you would think would change this a little. But one of the things that we're actually seeing is it's some DBs that are coming up to make a lot of these tackles. At the point of attack, Humphrey St. Francis is pushing Giltner back. Their offensive line's winning that at the point of attack battle.
Second and 7 at the 35-yard line of Giltner. St. Francis trails 6-0 here in the first quarter, and they will pitch it to Ultmer, trying the right side, finds a little room. He'll get to the 30-yard line, just short of the first down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
The speed is the difference here right now for Giltner. They're on that play again. That was just a straight, it was a toss sweep. They're going to run a power play where they're going to lead with the quarterback, pull the backside guard. And everybody got there. The guard blocked who he was supposed to block. The quarterback did. They got the end kicked out. But it was the backside DB that was able to get there for Giltner. Giltner's just a step faster everywhere here, and it's showing up.
So it'll be 3rd, a long yard. As they put Heyer in as the I-back this time. Weisner is the fullback. Clausen turns, hands it to Ultmer. He's got a big hole for the first 3 yards that he's met by the Hornet defensive backs and driven backwards, but it's enough for a first down to the 27.
Yeah, I think you had a puller there that was supposed to pull. They ran a little counterplay there, and there should have been a puller that pulled and led into that hole, and that linebacker was just standing there waiting.
Again, a rematch of last year's state playoff, which Giltner really dominated. The score says 10 points, but St. Francis scored the last couple touchdowns.
Yeah, that game was over in the first quarter. I mean, Giltner scores from the first play that they had the ball and just never looked back in that game, Doug.
Well, and once you finally, we talked about it last week, once you've played a team, you can always think about what they have on tape, but until you actually play them, it's hard to tell. As they hand it off, Ultmer over the left side, breaks a tackle inside the 20, down to the 17. It's going to be right out of first down, but we do have a penalty flag on the field, and that's maybe why we had such a big hole, is because we're going to see a holding call on St. Francis, which would be their second penalty, but they're pointing towards Giltner here. So let's see what the official says.
Face mask, Doug Giltner.
Going to call a face mask really right at the point of attack. That might be a face mask not on the ball carrier, maybe the hands-to-the-face type of face mask. So it will be a first down for St. Francis, and get them close to first and goal situation here. Moving the ball from the 17 down to the 12-yard line is where they will spot it. Between the 12 and the 11, first and 10, St. Francis. It's Giltner 6, St. Francis nothing. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter of our D2 state championship game.
Giltner's got a bow its neck here, Doug. Not the end of the world if Humphrey St. Francis scores here, but Giltner's getting beat at the point of attack. Their linebackers and DBs are doing a great job coming up to make tackles, but they're shoestring tackles, and Humphrey's getting ready to break one. They've got to do a better job, does Giltner, at the point of attack.
Well, Corbin Eisenmenger does a good job at the center position to blow people up, and they go with that unbalanced defensive line here on first down and 10. Pitch it to the left side, higher, tripped up, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Couldn't get to the outside, which they haven't tried to do much, so he cut it back in on the seam and got shoestringed right there. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Giltner's running an over front, and they're leaving a big bubble. Most generally what you do is you teach your quarterback, which I know Humphrey doesn't run a lot of option, but you teach him to run that option or check us into that bubble because you're a man strong into that bubble.
Ball at the 12-yard line of Giltner, second down and 10. And they once again will hand it to the I-back, and Altmer will drag folks inside the 10 to the 8, push it forward to the 7. That'll be a gain of 5 on the play, and it'll be third down and 5.
And again, that's the EOL, the end man on the line of scrimmage there, that makes that tackle for Giltner. Most generally on these running plays, you leave the EOL on the backside alone. You don't account for him. And Giltner's doing a great job running heel line and making those tackles. But other than that, they're getting beat at the point of attack. They've got to get better here, Doug, down, backed up.
Big down on third down. Weiser, the fullback. Fumble on the snap. The ball is loose, and Claussen jumped back on top of it. He didn't come out cleanly with the ball underneath center, and that's going to bring up fourth down and about 6 yards to go here for Humphrey St. Francis. Giltner scored on fourth and goal from the 7. Here they can get a first down inside the 2, but St. Francis going to have to go for it.
My guess is here you're going to see a little waggle pass, a little rollout pass. They ran a ton of it in pregame. Doug spent almost their entire pregame running waggle pass.
Twins to the right side. Claussen with Heyer in the backfield. Sends a man in motion, rolls to his right, tries to throw it to the back, and it is incomplete. Tried to get it to Heyer out of the backfield and just let him a little too much. He actually was open in the end zone, but it had to be a perfect pass to get it in there to him. It is incomplete. Hastings on the coverage, and Giltner will take over at their own 7.
Yeah, that's exactly what we saw. We saw him waggle, to the field side. As you said, the receiver was open. It's a big, big stop for Giltner. Now Giltner needs to do what they do. This is the spot where they build their avalanche, Doug, most generally.
Let's see if they get it to Hawthorne right away, leading 6-0 with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Finley back to pass. Pump fake, wants to go deep. Now comes to the other end. He's got his man wide open, and who is it? That's right. It is number 13, Ben Henricks, all the way to the house for a touchdown. 73 yards, and Giltner is up 12-0.
Doug, the scheme was beautiful. That thing, we talked about the double move on the outside on the hitches. They ran a hitch to the near side, a hitch and go where he pump faked the hitch and then was going to throw the go. The safety rolls over, but on the back side, they released the tight end right up the seam. Nobody near him. That was a beautiful design by Coach Ashby.
And a beautiful pass there by Jake Finley, his 64th touchdown pass of the year. They go for 2, low snap, quarterback draw, untouched, into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And there is your first major turning point in this football game. You stuff Humphrey St. Francis inside the 10, just like we saw against Shelton, a one-play, 70-plus yard pass. And here it is, Giltner 14, Humphrey St. Francis nothing. A minute 10 to go in the first quarter of the D2 state championship game. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. We'll have the kickoff in a minute.
Dellcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Dellcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner. Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
And ready to kick it off here is going to be the big fella Dylan Gartner. It's going to go off the side of his foot here. It goes out of bounds. And so Humphrey St. Francis has the option of taking the ball at the 25 or re-kicking. And I would imagine they will take the ball because Gartner has shown his ability not to just kick it into the end zone, but through the end zone. 5 yards is not going to hurt him very much. And it looks like that's what they're going to do, take the ball.
Doug, this is huge here for Humphrey St. Francis. We talked about it throughout here, the broadcast so far. Giltner's ability to cause an avalanche, and they get the big stop. Humphrey St. Francis feels good about themselves. Giltner does score the touchdown, but it took 4 downs to do it. Then Humphrey gets the ball, drives right down the field. They're feeling good about themselves. Dang it, they don't get in the end zone. Then pow, 14-0. They have to hold the ball here.
Well, and when you're trying to make 4 or 5 yards, you can't have an off play. They had a penalty, and it hurt them last drive. Just a 5-yard motion penalty. They're bringing everybody on the Giltner side, hand it off over the right side for a gain of 1 to the 26-yard line to the I-back J.J. Oltmer. But Giltner now is daring St. Francis to throw. They had 7 guys coming on that play.
Yeah, Doug, you're exactly right when you said they're bringing everybody. This is the spot in the game. Doesn't it ever matter what quarter it is? At some point, Giltner turns that flame all the way up, and they've just done it.
It's hard if you're Giltner, as good as you are, to not get a little overconfident here, knowing that you can do anything you want. Here they come again. 6 men on the blitz. Toss sweep left side, a little bit behind Oltmer. He does grab it and head up the field to the 30-yard line. A gain of 4 to bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go. And they won't have to run another play here in the quarter if they don't want to. And as far as you say, slowing down the game, I wouldn't think they would want to. 20 seconds and counting.
No, I'd say hold the ball. Don't get out of who you are. I mean, here we are again, 3rd, and it's a little long, but pretty manageable. 3rd and about 6 down here, 5 or 6, and they're not going to run another play.
So that'll be the final play here of the first quarter, and once again, Giltner bends but doesn't break on defense, and they put 2 scores on the board, including the 73-yard touchdown pass to Ben Henrichs, and they score to Dustin Hastings on 4th and goal. So we're through 1 quarter in the 2012 D2 State Championship game, Giltner 14, Humphrey St. Francis nothing. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Dunham Sports, and we'll be back to Memorial Stadium in 1 minute.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Doug Dudelary Baker with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Breeze 94.5 FM from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where it's Giltner 14 and Humphrey St. Francis nothing, starting the second quarter of play. And during the break, recapping last year's epic D2 final between Sargent and Howells, and neither one of them able to get back to where they were, both making moves into D1 this year with cooperatives. And now you've got Humphrey St. Francis and Giltner getting their shot here. Giltner and St. Francis are both in the state finals at different times here the last handful of years, but meeting each other in the state finals for the first time.
Yeah, and that was great last year, Doug. You know, that was a great Sargent team, and Coach Kozul and Coach Mahler both had kids on the team, and that was fun to watch.
Going to be the same story tomorrow for Sutton. Coach Wiseman, Coach Raymer have their kids on the team taking on Aquinas, and we'll have that tomorrow morning for you. Right now, it'll be 3rd down and 5 for St. Francis, and the hard count gets Giltner to jump here, and it'll be 3rd and 1.
It's always tough because the running back went 2.
Let's see if they do call offsides, but that is the way they're headed, and Giltner will have their first penalty of the ball game. Through that first quarter, Jake Finley threw for 131 yards, and they ran it 1 time, and that was for -3. And Humphrey St. Francis had the ball for nearly the whole quarter, 9 minutes and 24 seconds to 2 minutes and 36 seconds. That just shows you that game plan is working for St. Francis. They just haven't been able to get it in the end zone. They ran 19 plays in 9.5 minutes and 14 plays for Giltner in about that time. Actually, 21 plays. They're 0 for 2 through the air. Setting up on third down and a half a yard over the right side for the first down, pushing the pile to midfield and move the chains there. So the penalty obviously helping out Humphrey St. Francis when it was third and 5.5.
And this is one of those deals where Giltner needs to rely on their defense too. I know they've done that all year, but in this big game, don't rely on the fact that you feel like you can score every time you touch it. Humphrey St. Francis is running the ball very successfully here. You got to get the ball back, bow your neck, put Humphrey St. Francis out of this thing early.
Even though they have scored both times they've had the ball, and as they've done most of the time this year. Kloss, the quarterback. Here comes six on the defense again. Up the middle, they'll hand it to J.J. Oltmer, hard running, and he got to the line of scrimmage, and that's all they're going to give him. They shove him backwards and throw him down hard, and he's going to feel the effects of that as this game goes along, because Giltner now is just, they're almost tempted to bring eight because they know that St. Francis is not going to throw it unless they have to on third and long.
And even if they do throw it, it's not what they do. It's not what they do well. It's not like the guy can spin it as good as anybody they've seen. I mean, they're going to keep bringing the heat.
Klassen, 14 of 27 for 347 yards, six touchdowns and two picks on the year. It'll be second down and 10. Toss to the left side. There's a little bit of a hole to the 35 to the 34-yard line for Oltmer. A gain of six, and that'll bring up second down and four.
Yeah, again.
Third down and four.
Just smash-mouth football. I mean, and Humphrey St. Francis is good at it. But, you know, Giltner's getting pushed around here a little bit defensively, and I don't think they're used to that. But we've seen them so far in this short game to respond when they need to and come up with a big defensive play.
St. Francis not used to not really getting what they want in the first half here. And they'll go I formation, man split out wide to the right side. It's a toss sweep right side to Heyer. He is trying to get to the corner and gets the first down as he extends that football inside the 30, and they'll mark him out at the 28, 29-yard line.
You know, and the thing is, and I don't think there's a lot of credit or enough credit. It's all the same kids. I get it, the play on both offense and defense for Giltner. But the offense for Giltner, because it's so high-flying and maybe different than what most high schools see, this defense doesn't get a lot of credit, and they've been very good on the year, Doug.
First down and 10, ball marked at the 29-yard line, and you can see that Chad Heyer and J.J. Oltmer are very good complementary backs to each other. And they will put Oltmer as the eye back this time on first and 10 at the 29. Hand it straight up the middle. It's an ankle tackle, but he's able to drag him forward for a couple. Get close to the 26-yard line. That's good job of running there by J.J. Oltmer. He does not go down on first contact, and he's just a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, like I said, he'll bloody your nose. I mean, he's tough in between the tackles.
10 minutes to go here in the first half of play. It is Giltner 14 and Humphrey St. Francis nothing. The D2 State Football Championship game, first of six over the next 2 days. Exeter Milligan is taking on Elgin Pope John in the next game at 2:45. And the quarterback, Klassen, trips as he comes out of there. He was going to throw the football. And when you don't throw the football or you don't do something, it doesn't matter what it is, you don't do it very often, mistakes will happen, and that's exactly what happened there. He got tripped up over his own running back.
Yeah, he was going to take a three-step drop, or excuse me, he was starting his drop to start his waggle, trips over the, they were going to go max protect, trips over his blocker there, Doug. But the key was, Giltner sent seven again.
So that brings up third down and 12. And Klassen, the quarterback, has only Heyer behind him, and he is going to go with an end around this time to Jake Werner. And Werner will come across the 30 to the 25 and be pushed down to the 23. That's a very good gain and sets up a chance for them to get fourth down. It's going to be fourth and four, a gain of eight.
You know, Doug, one of the things we talked about Giltner's defense a minute ago when I said they're pretty tough, they're getting the ball moved on them here. But most of these plays are plays Humphrey St. Francis is used to seeing go for touchdowns during the season, and they're just not today.
So fourth down and four to go here for St. Francis at the Giltner 23, and they're trailing 14-0. I formation, they put Werner split out wide to the left, back to pass, the running back's open, and now Klassen thinking about running, he's got his running back open, throws over the defense, complete to Heyer, down to the 2, to the 1, it's first and goal. Chad Heyer. You had the defensive back out there, had to make a decision. Once Clausen looked like he was going to run, he came off the wide receiver, and Clausen just dumped it over his head.
You can't hardly blame Hawthorne for that. I believe that was Kyle Hawthorne that had the coverage. Clausen had completely tucked that ball. He was heading upfield, and you can't blame him for coming up because he's going to get the first down if he scrambles. And Clausen with a heady, heady play to get it in the air.
Hawthorne and Clyer got caught in no man's land, and now it's first and goal at the one for St. Francis, converting that big fourth down. And Clausen, quarterback sneak over the right side, is into the end zone for a St. Francis touchdown. 8:11 to go in the first half. Giltner 14, St. Francis 6.
That's kind of a little bit of a stay here for Humphrey St. Francis. Giltner had built the momentum to put him out of this thing and put him out of here early. Giltner now needs to respond on offense, which they've done all year. But, Doug, the one thing that Giltner hasn't had to do on offense all year is respond. That offense has never had it to where you have to respond. It's been more about breaking records and putting up big numbers. It's another thing when you have to respond.
Well, again, St. Francis has went for two every time this year. They go for it again, pitch fake, throw it out of the left corner, and they've got the two-point conversion complete to Jake Warner. So they've completed the last two passes they've thrown, one on fourth down to the one, there for the two-point conversion. And with 8:11 to go in the first half, we're back into a football game. Giltner 14, St. Francis 8. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln, and we're back in a minute.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, back with you here at Memorial Stadium as Chase Wemhoff puts the ball on the tee here for Humphrey St. Francis, getting into the end zone against Giltner to complete a 65-yard drive.
Yeah, that was big, Doug. 14-8 now. That changes everything.
The kick is away by Wemhoff. Looks like this will be returnable back at the 2-yard line, and that is Hawthorne up to the 10. He is hit and spins away at the 15. Gets up to about the 20, and that's where he'll be brought down, first and 10 for Giltner. So many times these guys don't get a chance to return the football, especially in the playoffs, that they're really geeked up when they get a chance to bring one back.
Yeah, he did a nice job there. Doug, we'll see now. Like I said, it's one, when you pitch it and catch it as much as they do, when pressure's on, we'll see what happens here.
Giltner 14-8. They've scored on their first two possessions, and Finley back to pass. Has a little pressure, now has all day to throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. He threw it behind his receiver in Dustin Hastings. Good times for Giltner as far as having time for Finley to throw it. Last week we saw Shelton actually get some pressure on him. I can't say that St. Francis has really put any pressure on him, and he has stepped around really the one guy that's ever gotten the backfield.
Yeah, and if you give him time, Doug, he's going to pick you apart. He threw that ball behind the receiver there, but he's not going to do that very often.
Okay, trips to the left side. Nobody to the wide side for Finley. Now they send him in motion, and we're going to get that penalty flag thrown here on Giltner. It would look like they love to get that ball on the inside handoff or the jet sweep to Hawthorne.
Yeah, that's going to be on the defensive end, Doug.
Okay.
Michael McPhillips jumped off sides there for Humphrey St. Francis.
So he thought they were ready to go, and a 5-yard penalty on the Flyers.
You know, one of the things that you're seeing, we're talking about no pressure. I was just watching on that last one. Humphrey St. Francis is only putting two guys down, Doug. They're trying to get as many bodies and clog those throwing lanes as possible.
Second down and 5. It's an option. Pitch play to the outside to Clyer. Clyer makes one man miss, gets to the first down marker, and should have it at the 30-yard line. He's right at it. They might mark him out at the 29. And it looks like they're going to have to call it a third down and a half a yard here. marking him just short of midfield or of the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and they're just staying in that 2x2 mirror set. No, their trip here 5-1.
And they don't use quarterback sneaks or anything like that as Finley takes it, throws it out here quickly to Hawthorne, who's hit behind the line of scrimmage and brought down Chad Heyer. There's something you see on tape.
Yeah, no question. Chad Heyer broke on that football very, very well. And one of the things you have to be careful of as an offensive coach, when I see that guy breaking on that thing that hard, I'm going to take my number two receiver, I'm going to pump fake that, and I'm going to send my number two receiver right in behind, like a tracer route, right in behind, and he'll be wide open. Coach Ashby's pretty smart. We'll see if he comes with that.
Fourth and one. Now, Finley is back there a little deeper. Will he punt it or will he play with it? They're going to call a timeout to make a decision here. Gilner knows that they can get 1 yard at any time, but when you are not St. Francis with the power football, and if you are going to throw it, you got to catch the ball. And although you're very good at catching the ball, you still got to do it. And it's fourth and one. You're at your own 29. 80% of the time, Giltner is going to convert this, but if they don't, they will give St. Francis a very short field. So they're going to call a timeout and discuss it. 7:15 to go in the first half. Giltner 14, Humphrey St. Francis 8. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Dunham Sports. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Okay, out of the timeout, Jake Finley now lined up not quite as deep as he was the previous play, so it looks like they're going to go for it here. Finley going to keep it himself, sees a little gap, has the first down. Good job there by Jake Finley, gets across the 30 to the 32. He found where the opening was, I guess you would say. They're spread out so wide that he knew he just had to juke the one defender either left or right. He started left and then jumped back inside, made it very safe.
That's frustrating if you're Humphrey St. Francis coaching staff because you're doing everything right, but he gets the first down.
Finley does a great job here on the pass that is in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Clyer, at midfield. He bobbled it two or three times and it finally popped out.
I'm telling you, throwing that quick slant right now, if you're Giltner, the way Humphrey St. Francis is playing, he has trouble. It's like you're carrying a gas can and he's throwing a fireball at you. That thing's going to explode and you're going to get it picked. You got to stop throwing the slant the way they're playing you.
Second down and 10. Clyer down in the backfield for Jake Finley. Moves in motion, and they want to try the swing pass. Nope, they're going to go screen underneath, and it is complete. The 35-40 into St. Francis territory. The ball flies out again, but it goes out of bounds, and another first down.
I think that was Garrett Poppin out there that just made a great block, Doug, and sprung him for the first down.
Well, for Dustin Hastings, he's seen a lot of action here. Hendricks had the touchdown, the 73-yarder, and they also converted a 6-yard touchdown pass to Hastings on a fourth down and goal.
Yeah, he's caught 5 balls already today, Hastings has.
So that'll bring up first down and 10. Give it on the little inside handoff. Nothing there. Hawthorne just really hasn't got going yet. They're going to lose a couple, 3 yards. They've only run the ball. Is that the fourth run of the game?
Yeah, and Doug, actually, one of the things that we're seeing is why Humphrey St. Francis is in this game. As we know, most people line up and want to run the ball at you. They don't surrender much on the ground.
No, they don't. And it is second down and 12 here. Lose some yardage. In fact, they actually have negative yards running the football right now, does Giltner. Hawthorne in motion, but they'll roll to the right. Finley could run if he wants. Here's some pressure. Throws it to the wide open man who sits down at the 25-yard line and gets a minimal gain there of about, well, minimal. He doesn't get the first down. You think it's going to be a first down every single time completed into the hands of Ben Hendricks. It is a rarity to complete a ball for Giltner and it not being a first down, but they pick up 10 and it's third and two.
Yeah, he just sat down in the big part of that zone there, Doug. Of course, last week we saw Shelton play him in man. We're seeing Humphrey play him in zone today.
Third and two, Finley, quick out. It's complete. It's a first down inside the 20 and stepping out of bounds, Kyle Hawthorne at the 17-yard line. Giltner on the move again. And with 5:45 to go, it's hard to believe this is only their third possession.
Yeah, Chad Heyer there playing corner. He even shook his head after he kind of in disgust after he shoved the Giltner receiver out of bounds. It's just they're giving up that hitch willingly, and it gets frustrating.
So first and 10 at the St. Francis 17-yard line, leading at 14-8. Giltner, Finley rolls to his left, throws it out here, and it is incomplete. A little miscommunication there between the two receivers, Hastings and the quarterback, Ben Clausen, who's now your safety on the other side, was in on the coverage. Finley threw that one into the turf.
Yeah, Michael McPhillips for Humphrey St. Francis put the pressure on Finley there. That was as poor a ball as we've seen Finley throw in these last 2 weeks, and it was a good thing, Doug, because had he thrown that on the money, it was going to get picked.
64 touchdowns, zero picks for Jake Finley. Second down and 10 at the 17. Back to pass again, has some time, has some pressure, steps up, throws it very short, and do they say his feet are in? Yes, Clyer, complete at the 12. And so it'll be a 5-yard gain and bring up third and 5. He'll take what he gives you. That's the one thing you say about Finley. He ran around. He's looking for something big. Clyer says, I'm just going to stand here until you need me. And he throws it to him right on the near sideline, the Giltner sideline, which is the east side or the west sideline here today. And we'll talk about the fans today. Because of the construction, they're on the same side for the first time ever. So they're not opposite of each other. A little more noise here on the west stands, obviously. Finley, third and 5. Big hole to the right side. He'll take off and run. 10, 5, and he is into the end zone for a Giltner touchdown. A 12-yard run by Jake Finley makes it 20-8 Giltner. They're not accounting for him to run the football, and that time he made him pay for it.
Boy, Jake Finley's special. He puts so much pressure on you. You're going to throw it, they're going to throw it, and then he's got the ability to run it. And he's going to keep putting pressure on people next week when he starts shooting a basketball around. I mean, this kid's had some kind of high school career, Doug.
And now they will, of course, line up to go for two, which could continue to be important as this game moves along. It's 20-8, a little adjustment here out of that no huddle. Play clock down to 7 seconds. Twins right, twins left. Finley back to pass. Has time, throws over the middle to Hawthorne. He's got it for the two-point conversion, getting up inside J.J. Oltmer. So the two-point conversion is good, and with 5:27 to go in the first half, Giltner 22, St. Francis 8. State football playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation on ESPN Radio and The Breeze. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln, where Jake Finley has just scored his 79th touchdown of the year. 15th on the ground, 64 through the air, and Giltner is 3-for-3 with the football, leading it 22-8 over Humphrey St. Francis. 5:27 to go here before halftime, and Giltner deferred. They get the ball to start the third quarter as Gartner tees it up, and this one will be returnable very high and taken at the 7-yard line. And up to the middle, 10, 15, a lot of room, 20, 25, 30. And up to the 32-yard line will be Chad Heyer. Boy, there was a huge opening there in the between the seams for the St. Francis return man, Chad Heyer. And good starting field position, the best so far for the Flyers.
Right, and the Flyers' key here, obviously, they want to score. They want to make sure and hold this thing for 5 minutes and 21 seconds, Doug. You don't want to give Giltner the 2-for-1. We talk about that every week. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. You don't want to give them a late first-half possession.
124 yards so far, 102 of that on the ground for St. Francis. First and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Again, daring him to throw. 6 men coming over the left side, Oltmer. He just drags guys for a couple of yards up to the 34-yard line. And he'll be brought down there. It'll be second down, a long 7.
And it's hard. If you're Humphrey St. Francis, it's hard not to just keep doing what you're doing almost regardless of what the score is because you're having success. I mean, they're moving the ball, running ISO power, teeny bit of counter, a lot of sweep. I mean, it's just simple old-school football, and they're having success.
St. Francis has to continue to score here with Giltner, figure out a way to stop them. Giltner is doing what they've done all year long. They're up by two scores, 22-8, out of the I formation again. A little counterplay right side, and Gartner comes through there and swallows up Chad Heyer.
Yeah, he did a great job playing with his hands there, Doug. They were going to try to kick him out, and he just fought straight across the face of that end. And that's what you have to do. You got to get across the face of your defender, and he fought across the face there. And when he plays with that type of intensity, he's impossible to block at this level.
Well, Garrett Poppin is right there as well, and just doing an outstanding job dropping him back for a loss of a couple. We'll call it third down and nine now for St. Francis at the 33-yard line, and you have to figure a passing situation, so they'll put Weiser out wide right with J.J. Altmer, and back to pass Claussen, wants to set up a backside screen to Heyer, complete nice cutback, 40, and gets the first down to the 35-yard line. Good play for 12 yards as he found they got good vision right now, and they're finding where to take that football.
And, man, you said it. What a cutback. He stuck his foot in the ground and got downhill, cutting that thing back across the grain. It initially looked like he was in trouble, and he cut that back and got the first down.
This is The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Giltner, and Aurora, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, 3:40 to go in the D2 State Championship first half. 22-8, Giltner off the left side, big hole that time for Heyer, and he has got it inside the 30-yard line, down to the 29. Gain of 6, and St. Francis now starting to move the ball, trailing 22-8.
Yep, tackled by the safety there. No D-lineman, no linebacker help. Everybody had gotten taken care of there, Doug. Giltner's kind of got their hands on their hips, some of their guys. They need to get going here.
Leading it 22-8, they've scored on all three possessions. A 6-yard touchdown pass to Dustin Hastings, 73-yarder to Ben Henricks, and a 12-yard Jake Finley run. Claussen takes the snap. Toss play, Altmer right side, follows his blocks, gets to the outside, fumble the football, but it is covered. It is covered by Michael McPhillips right past that first down marker, and they'll mark it at the 20-yard line, first and 10, St. Francis. We've seen the ball pop out on both sides, but that's the first time that it actually stayed in bounds.
Yeah, and I thought Giltner had a shot at that at first. That would have been great. Giltner could have fallen on that ball. But, you know, here we see again, first down. Humphrey's got something working here, Doug. And most importantly, that clock is working.
Well, once again, Ryan Clyer doing a good job coming up, covering that, making the hit. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line. St. Francis has two timeouts remaining. Out of the double tight end, high formation, handed off Heyer, left side, hitting the backfield, drags him forward for a couple, gets to the 18. It'll be second down and 8.
Thing I really like about Giltner's defense, Doug, though they're losing the battle at the point of attack right now, they're staying gap sound. And by that I mean if you're responsible for the A-gap, you're playing the A-gap, B-gap, C-gap, so on. And when you do that, you can get beat a little bit at the point of the attack if everybody's where they're supposed to be. No big plays happen, and we've seen that. Giltner's getting beat up a little bit up front, but because they're so disciplined and playing gap-sound football, no big plays have happened to them.
Weiser, the fullback, and they have got Altmer as the I-back. Toss to the left side, started left, now cuts back up on the seam, gets to the 15. They'll be stacked up there. It'll be third down and 5. At the 15-yard line, the clock continues to run with a minute 45 to go here in the first half. Giltner 22, St. Francis 8.
And that's exactly, Doug, right there. That play was a great example of that. Humphrey St. Francis probably cut that ball back for a touchdown 90 out of 100 times this year. They cut it back, and two Giltner defenders were just standing there waiting for the cutback. They didn't overrun the play.
So Giltner comes up over it on the left hash on third down. Here comes Giltner on the defense, and St. Francis had no chance. They ran the ball and are dropped for a three-and-a-half-yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. That time, Heyer only got about a half a step before he had Hornets all over him.
Yeah, and I think Giltner's defense, every time it needs to come up big, it does. Now I anticipate to see a little Northeast Nebraska rollout pass with a dragging tight end and another tight end coming across on the corner route. That seems to be the pass play of choice by these double tight eye teams.
So fourth down here, I would expect St. Francis will burn one of their timeouts as they are not busting the huddle here. So with the score, Giltner 22 and Humphrey St. Francis 8, a timeout on the field with 39 seconds to go and a fourth and 8 coming up for the Flyers. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln on ESPN Radio and The Breeze. We're back after this 30-second break.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Well, a big play coming up here. You have to figure that St. Francis needs to not only convert but score here before halftime. They converted a fourth down last time, but it was a shorter yardage situation, fourth and four, where Clausen rolled out. They bit on his run fake, and he dumped it over the top to get it down to the one-yard line. Here it's fourth and eight. It'd be very tough on a quarterback rollout to make the 8 yards. So let's see what they do. Clausen puts behind him Wisner, and the slot right is going to be higher. No wideouts, so look for that tight end, as Larry said. Clausen fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, has some time, now has to go back to his left, and he's sacked. He is sacked back at the 25-yard line by Hendricks.
Yeah, Doug, and Jake Warner, number 87 for Humphrey St. Francis, he was the tight end on our side, and which was the boundary side. He ran that drag across, and he was open, but the pressure got there.
Now, I saw that, but was he deep enough to get the first down? He would have had to run a couple of yards, I think, as well. So Giltner has the ball. They got 29 seconds. They've got 65 yards to travel, 55 yards to travel. And Finley on the slant, it's complete, and it's going to be just short of the first down. So they're going to have to burn a timeout if they want to continue to go here. Dustin Hastings, Giltner not calling a timeout. They've got two remaining. A little surprised here, 13-12. So they just wanted to see what they could get, I guess. Finley, 10 seconds, looking to go deep, throws that slant again. Hawthorne complete at the 30, the 25. He'll run out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining at the 22-yard line.
Why no timeout there, Doug? Who am I to second-guess Coach Ashby? But, you know, right there, you called timeout. You just completed that ball with, you know, maybe as many as 10 or 12 seconds left.
Yeah, and the way Giltner runs it as quickly as they run their offense, that probably was two plays that they could have used. But we'll see what happens, and now Giltner will use a timeout to discuss what will be the final play of the half. Coming up, we will have the Allen Superstore halftime report for you here on The Breeze and ESPN Radio. Stay tuned for our Allen Superstore halftime show brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, it's the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll run down the first half stats for you. We'll also talk a little bit about what's still to come in the state football playoffs as we are finishing up the fall sports season on this Monday and Tuesday at Memorial Stadium. But, boy, St. Francis now, they've got to be going, this is unbelievable. If Giltner sticks this in, I would say it's over. But, again, Giltner just does this to so many different teams. They ran two slants there that picked them up some yardage.
Giltner scores here. What makes that so tough is it's the two-for-one we talked about. Giltner's going to get it here in 15 minutes and have a chance to do just that and stick a death nail in this thing.
So the situation is the ball is at the St. Francis 23-yard line with 3 seconds remaining. Finley twins right and left. Looking over to the sideline, they wanted to see how the defense lined up here as to which play they'll call. Hawthorne and Ben Hendricks to the right. And to the left, you've got Hastings. And far out left. Try and pick up that number for you. I believe that's Cole Eastman. And now, Giltner has decided to call another timeout as they saw what St. Francis put out there defensively and have changed their mind or come up with something else they want to do here. Garrett Poppin split out wide to the left that time. So they've got some big bodies out there. There's nothing even wrong with a jump ball here. You've got some, you may not have the big linemen, but you do have some big bodies on the outside, like a Garrett Poppin, 6'2", 205.
I mean, you're only talking, what, 23 yards here. I mean, just every play in your playbook is there. I'm really kind of surprised because they came out in a very vanilla formation. I'm surprised that, and he let the play clock run all the way down. I'm not sure what they were looking at. Humphrey St. Francis didn't come out in anything different there, Doug, than they had the whole game.
And nobody went in motion. They weren't trying to find out exactly what St. Francis was going to do as far as moving folks around. So they'll come back out here, and it looks like the exact same formation. The ball on the farther hash towards the St. Francis sideline. And on that short side is going to be Hastings. And they will take that snap back to pass Finley. Final play of the half. Looking to the end zone for Hawthorne. He's there! Touchdown! Touchdown, Giltner, 23 yards, and Hawthorne was pretty wide open. And a great throw by Finley. He threw it before Hawthorne even turned around.
And, Doug, all they ran was a little post, a skinny, skinny post with the two receiver. There was nothing special. I mean, Coach Ashby was kind of moving him around, that number two receiver from the sideline. They just ran a little skinny post right there, and Humphrey just didn't go with him. You know, that last timeout, as a play caller, I've had this happen before where you send a play in, you don't feel good with it, so you call timeout. It has nothing to do with what the defense is doing. You don't feel confident in what you called.
So they line up to go for two here. Before we go into the halftime locker room, Clyer in motion. Finley throws it to him because nobody covered him. He got a foot in, and the two-point conversion is good to Ryan Clyer, and that is a punch in the gut to Humphrey St. Francis. Giltner does it to their opponents all year long, and the Hornets are jacked up as they check it out with their fans heading to the halftime locker room. How about a 29-second drive that takes them three plays to get down the field and cap it off with a 23-yard touchdown pass from Jake Finley to Kyle Hawthorne. Add the two-point conversion to Ryan Clyer. And at the half, it is Giltner 30 and Humphrey St. Francis 8. You will also see Giltner get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Last week they ran back the kickoff against Shelton to officially put it away. But, Larry, that should have officially put it away.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That's exactly what we talked about when St. Francis got the ball, was they needed to either turn it into points or hold that thing to the bitter end. You know, you give 30 seconds or whatever they gave them, and St. Francis is going to go, or excuse me, Giltner get 2-for-1 here.
And you look down there, I mean, St. Francis is moving the ball. It's 22-8. You think, okay, they figured it out the last drive. They're in the red zone. They've got a third down and 5. They take a loss of 3 yards. They get sacked on the fourth down play. So instead of it being 22-14 or 22-16, 30 seconds later, it's 30-8. That's just an amazing, amazing turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, you have a chance here to come back after the opening kickoff and an opening drive with Giltner getting the ball, and you're down by 30. And, I mean, just a few minutes ago, you're all right. You got this thing to a one-score game. You know, that's going to be the toughest part. Interrupt myself there, actually. That's going to be the toughest part for Humphrey St. Francis is offensively and really even defensively. They've gotten big plays. They have to feel like they've played pretty well.
Well, they have, but they just are not suited to come from behind and not suited to come from behind by 22, and they have not stopped Giltner. Even with that, they've scored on every possession that they have had the football. Giltner has scored 4 possessions, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, they've ran 28 plays for 240 yards. They've only had the ball 5 minutes and 48 seconds, Doug.
It's an amazing football team, and they are one half away from securing a state championship for the Giltner Hornets, the last time winning it back in 1984, and they are ready to do it again here 28 years later. Coming up, the Allen Superstore of Hastings halftime show, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back with a whole lot more in a minute on The Breeze and ESPN Radio.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around. You. One stop.
one-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore.
And welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. And we are glad to have you along with us on the Breeze 94.5 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And it couldn't be going any better for the Giltner Hornets, leading Humphrey St. Francis to the D2 State Championship game at the half, 30-8. It is a beautiful day out there. Everyone having some fun if you're in the Giltner orange and black. Got to, of course, come on over to the stadium, park, walk with some of the Giltner folks over here. They're all fired up. They have a football team that is good enough to be here four straight years. They just ran into Howells twice before they got here, and this year they have steamed everyone in the D2 West bracket and got to the spot here in Lincoln, and they are steamrolling Humphrey St. Francis. Again, Humphrey St. Francis's closest game of the year was the 25-point win last week over Falls City Sacred Heart. They have never been in this position. The 30 points that they have given up already are the most points that they have given up in a game. In fact, Larry, Lions Decatur, 14, Falls City Sacred Heart, 13, Cedar Valley and Lewiston, 12. Cedar Valley put up 50 in a shootout with Giltner earlier this season. St. Francis just can't have any idea what's going on right now because this hasn't happened to them this year. It happened to them last year, but maybe not quite this bad, a 36-26 final. But they're in the same spot they really were a year ago in the second round.
Yeah, no question. And the thing is as you look at their schedule, all those teams line up in the eye and want to run the ball. And we can plainly see that Humphrey St. Francis isn't going to surrender anything on the ground. They're as tough as they come if you want to line up that way. But what Giltner's done is put them in space. They said, okay, you guys are lights out coming downhill, and from D-gap to D-gap, you're going to beat everybody up. We're going to put you in space. And Humphrey St. Francis has not responded well to that.
Well, it's hard to say what's going to happen the rest of the way, but Giltner should be able to enjoy a second half. And I guess that's the big question I have, Larry, is what does Jeff Ashby tell his team? I mean, I know what the coach speak is. Let's play this final 24 minutes as hard as we have all year long. Let's leave no doubt. Let's have some fun out there. But, boy, these kids haven't had a challenge. Kennesaw gave them their best challenge all year for the first half, and you got a 22-point lead in the state finals. You had a decent lead against Shelton last week. They've just have not been challenged outside of that Kennesaw game in the first half.
If I'm coaching at halftime right now in Giltner, this is maybe as animated and as angry of a halftime speech as I will have given all year. And I'm going to focus solely on the fact that they're running the ball on us, they're pushing us around on defense, they're beating us at the point of attack. I'm not going to focus on offense. We've done that right. You always treat a winner like a loser and treat a loser like a winner. And that's really important. Pick your kids up when they're down, but make sure not let them get too high. Giltner's going to win this game, I'm sure of it. But Giltner's got some things they could be concerned with. And I guarantee you, if you ask Coach Ashby in a private conversation what he focused on in this halftime, it's going to be that they got pushed around up front on defense. Keep your kids engaged by coaching them up on something they're not doing well, and they are not doing that very well.
Well, and you look at the other side with that touchdown pass on the final play of the half. Jake Finley now has 80 touchdowns on the season, and none of them are interceptions, and the fumbles are very few. But he's thrown now for 65 touchdowns. He ran for another one today, so he's got 15 touchdowns on the ground, 80 touchdowns by one individual.
It's unbelievable. You know, I know Millard North has Akri, and you know, I know there's a lot of great quarterbacks across this state, but those numbers are the real deal, Doug.
And today, some of the conversations that we've heard is, well, a lot of those yards are just, instead of handing it off, you're tossing it forward, so it goes as passing yards. We haven't seen that at all today. Everything's been downfield today. The running game, the jet sweep, the little three-yard shovel passes, that hasn't happened today for Giltner. It's been down the field.
You're exactly right on that, Doug, and he's looked good today finding the big spots in the zones and things like that. But the only answer I would give to anybody that gave that excuse, well, his numbers are inflated because – why do we keep the stats? The stats are what they are. He's orchestrating this offense. He has orchestrated this offense to 80 touchdowns or whatever that number it was you just said. Anybody that gives that as an excuse box, and it's just, that's not reality. This kid is very, very good.
Well, we've got more to talk about. There's a couple of other notes that we do want to pass along to you. It looks like the Big Ten is expanding. Maryland officially giving the okay. Their Board of Regents saying, yes, we do want to join the Big Ten Conference. It looks like Rutgers will be right behind. So that story obviously broke over the weekend. And we've obviously, this will be our Doug and Daddy spot on ESPN Radio for those listening on 1460 and 1550. Bo Pelini's press conference will be going on a little bit later on right here at Memorial Stadium as they get ready for Iowa. Nebraska coming off a very impressive performance over Minnesota. I don't think anybody knew how to feel here on Saturday because the game was over early, kind of like this one seems to be here in the D2 final. But looks like Maryland and Rutgers comes in to expand Big Ten to a 14-team league, and it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. The Huskers will be on the road at Iowa Friday, 11 a.m., 6 a.m. pregame here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And a Husker win will send them to the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis, where we will be the following week with a couple of special Doug and Daddy shows as Nebraska, unless something crazy happens, Nebraska would be taking on Wisconsin for that championship. And Larry, we also saw the college football world, as it always does. Everybody thinks they've got it figured out, and then the world turns upside down, both Kansas State and Oregon losing over the weekend.
You know, it's amazing, and we've seen this happen, Doug, through the last several years, where the pressure that number one ranking at this point in the season puts on a team, who would have thought, and truthfully, had take the BCS out of that thing, nobody believes those. I mean, the Oregon-Stanford, Stanford's a great football team, nobody would have thought both of those teams would have lost, and especially Kansas State going to Waco and just getting thumped. The weight of that number one ranking, there's no question it affected them.
Yeah, Baylor's first ever victory over a number one team, BCS. They were number two in the polls, but that's the way things work out. So a lot of interesting things to take a look at as we get to the home stretch of the season. And Notre Dame fans, obviously, are happy today. So are Giltner fans. At the half, it's the Hornets 30 and Humphrey St. Francis 8. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats right after this one-minute timeout on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street, in Hastings. First off, for Humphrey St. Francis, running the ball, J.J. Oltmer, 17 carries for 66 yards net in this football game. Chad Heyer, 10 carries for 44 yards. Jake Werner, 1 carry for 8 yards. The quarterback, Nate Clausen, 5 carries for negative 5 yards so far. He's been sacked once in this football game. 33 rushing attempts out of the 37 total plays for 113 yards on the ground. Through the air, Nate Clausen is 2 of 4 for 34 yards. Both of those going to Chad Heyer, 1 for 22 yards, 1 for 12 yards. So 34 through the air, 113 on the ground. That's 147 total yards of offense, resulting in 8 first downs today for Humphrey St. or 10 first downs for a Humphrey St. Francis so far in this football game. They punted it once for 27 yards, 2 penalties for 10 yards. The big number in this one is the possession time. St. Francis has had it for 18 of the 30 minutes of this, 24 minutes of this football game. They've got it 18-12. Kiltner has had it 5-4. 48. St. Francis is 5 of 9 on third down. They're 1 of 3 on fourth down. Chad Heyer leading them in defense, 5 tackles. John Weisner and Nate Clausen each have 4 in this football game. Their only touchdown was a 1-yard Nate Clausen quarterback sneak with 8:11 to go here in the first half of play. We'll look at Giltner's numbers in a minute on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report.
Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, is scheduled to open in their new building in Giltner in early 2013. This is Eric Lichty, branch manager of Giltner State Bank, letting you know how excited we are to become a member of the Giltner community and to serve the financial needs of the Giltner area residents. We invite you to follow the progress of our building project on our website, hendersonstatebank.net. Also, we'd love to have you as a customer of the First Bank in Giltner community in 85 years. We're growing to meet your needs. Member FDIC.
Country Crafts and Friends would like to say thank you to everyone who came out and supported the Country Craft event. Country Crafts and Friends would also like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on an excellent football season. Good luck in today's state championship game. Go Hornets!
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
And welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report here on The Breeze in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here's a quick rundown of the first half statistics for the Giltner Hornets. Rushing the ball, Jake Finley, 2 carries for 15 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Klier, 2 carries for 4 yards in the football game. Kyle Hawthorne, 1 carry, negative 2 yards. So they've only run the ball 5 times for 14 yards. It's all through the air where Jacob Finley has put it up 23 times. 18 of those have been complete. He's got 3 touchdown passes. Once again, no interceptions. 226 yards through the air. Dustin Hastings has caught 6 of those for 39 yards and a touchdown. Ben Hendricks has 5 for 113 yards and a touchdown. Kyle Hawthorne, 5 for 58 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Klier, a couple of catches for 16 yards. So Finley also moving the ball around to 4 different receivers who are all getting their touches. 226 yards through the air and 14 on the ground. That's 240 yards of total offense, 11 first downs for Humphrey St. Francis today. They have not had to punt the football. Just like St. Francis, Giltner has 2 penalties for 10 yards. Time of possession, 5:48. They've only had the ball 5 minutes and 48 seconds, and they put up 30 points. They're 3 of 5 on third, and then when they didn't convert those, they were 2 of 2 on fourth. So Giltner has done a little bit of everything. A 7-yard touchdown pass, Dustin Hastings on their first possession. Then a 73-yard touchdown pass to Ben Hendricks on their second possession. A 1-play drive after stuffing St. Francis, making them punt the ball down to the 7-yard line. Then the St. Francis did score, and Giltner came right back, a 12-yard Jacob Finley touchdown run. And on the final play of the half, Kyle Hawthorne hauls in the 23-yard touchdown pass from Finley. And they've also been able to get a couple of those 2-point conversions taken care of here today. And that makes the score at the half, the Giltner Hornets 30 and Humphrey St. Francis 8. And you have been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar at your locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. They have everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, the toy department, and wine cellar. And they'll beat any competitor's ads, offering thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd in Hastings, the second half in 1 minute.
With custom farming and custom harvesting, Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The State High School Football Playoffs brought to you by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. Up next, Exeter Milligan and Elgin Pope John in the D1 championship game, Larry.
Yeah, and that really should be a good game. You know, Elgin Pope John is an absolute hammer, tons of speed, going to run lots of option, defending state champions. But Exeter Milligan is a great football team, Doug, and I think really will push the defending state champion today.
And then tonight in Class A, Millard North, Omaha North, we had the opportunity to see Millard North in a good game with Kearney earlier this year in Omaha.
Yeah, and they do give up a lot of points. You know, they've got Nick DeLuca, who's a Nebraska recruit, playing linebacker for them. That's Millard North. But they played to a three-point game, Millard North and Omaha North, last game of the season. But this is one of those deals where I just feel like Millard North can score when they need to. Aukrey, the quarterback, they run that double wing veer look, and they're as good as you get. That really should be a great game tonight, Doug. That would be one to come to.
Well, Omaha North has really picked it up here over the last month of the season, and even though they were a 10 seed, they have shown that they belong, and they are really playing some good football. Tomorrow, Sutton and Aquinas starts our day in C2 at 10:15. We'll have it right here for you on The Breeze, as well as all six finals on ESPN Radio. Right now, we're ready to kick the second half off. Humphrey St. Francis boots it away, and this time Giltner will not be able to return it as it sails a yard and a half deep into the end zone. The Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 15, leading it 30-8 over St. Francis in the D2 state championship game.
Well, this is it. St. Francis has got to make a stand right here and claw their way back into this thing. And it'll be interesting to see if they come out in the same look on defense or what adjustments were made at the half. Obviously, Giltner's offense won't have made one.
Well, and interesting, I was just going to ask you, will Giltner start to run the ball a little bit more? Well, they've got the empty backfield, and Jake Finley, quick swing pass out here is complete. Run to the 20, down the sideline, Hawthorne to the 25, and he will step out of bounds at the 26-yard line. And that's going to be enough for a first down on the first play of the second half.
Giltner won't run this ball until that clock starts running, Doug. I think they will do what they do until that clock is running.
And by running, you mean to get a big enough lead here for a continuous clock.
That's exactly what I mean.
Trips to the right, lone wide out to the left side here, Finley all by himself. Quick little hitch now underneath the Hawthorne. Wide receiver screen is complete, but well covered that time, and the tackle is made after a short gain by Jake Werner.
You see, Doug, Humphrey St. Francis fundamentally really does things right. You know, as I said, they're very well coached. Coach Kessler and Coach Strickland do a great job. It's just, you can change your plan at the half, but you can't change your players. And right now, Giltner's just faster.
Second down and 7. This Giltner offense clicking again. Short underneath pass. That time it goes through the hands of Hawthorne. And, of course, hands to the helmet like, oh, my goodness, how could that possibly happen? By the way, defensively for Giltner, Hawthorne leads the way with 11 tackles. Ryan Clyer has 10. Ben Hendricks and Dustin Hastings each have 7. So they're both in there getting the job done. Hendricks has the lone sack of the ball game. It'll be 2nd, 3rd, and 7.
Man, that's the group they've relied on all season on defense.
It is amazing that you can go through a whole season and just not have a nail-biter, and that's what Giltner is doing here. 3rd down and 7, though. St. Francis needs to stop. They throw it out here into the one-on-one package, and they make the man miss. Hastings has the first down short of midfield.
Yeah, and they're going to say they pulled the ball out, but his forward progress was stopped. And you see that right there. Actually, Humphrey St. Francis was holding Hastings up as his buddies, as their buddies came in. It was Nathan Klassen that was actually holding Hastings up. And his buddies came in and were trying to rip the ball away, Doug. I mean, they're trying to get extra possessions here.
They're going to mark it just short of midfield. It is another Giltner first down, converting 3rd and long. And this time they will put Clyer in the backfield here with Finley. Low snap, run option. They'll pitch it to Ryan. Tries to get to the outside, and he is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage by J.J. Oltmer. So the running game has not been there today. In fact, the 12-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Jake Finley, because they had kind of cleared things out, he had a running lane. That was 12 of the 14 rushing yards they had the entire first half. They get none there.
Yeah, you're not going to run the ball on the Humphrey St. Francis team. They are too good going downhill.
2 down linemen is all for St. Francis. There's not even anybody else on the line. Swing pass is low, and they'll say it's caught by Hawthorne, and he is going to be brought down by Clausen after a short gain. Also in there is going to be Jesse Euchre. It is a gain of about 2, 3rd and 8.
What is a little bit interesting here, Doug, is that Giltner's not pressing this ball down the field. Everything's right at the line of scrimmage, and there are only two down linemen for Humphrey. What Humphrey's trying to do is they're playing a big zone, and they're trying to clog the throwing lanes. They're trying to make it tougher for Finley to fit the ball into spots that he'd like to get it to.
So third down, man in motion gives him trips to the right side. Finley looks to the left side and some miscommunication. Hastings wasn't even looking. The ball goes whizzing by his ear. And Giltner now probably will be forced to punt for the first time of this football game at the St. Francis 37.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess around here if I was Giltner. I'd punt this ball away. Big victory for Humphrey St. Francis. You got the stop you needed. Now you've got to get it going on offense.
Finley, also the punter, stands about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. On fourth down and seven, takes the snap. There is a penalty flag, and the kick would have been down to about the 16. Nothing too special about that, but a penalty flag comes out. And our official tells us that it will be a legal motion on Giltner and make it fourth down and 12 now. Move it back into the Hornets' territory at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, now Humphrey St. Francis feels comfortable enough to send Caleb Suits back to return it before they didn't have anybody deep.
Finley hasn't had to punt it too many times tonight. Six during the year for a 34-yard average. Had some pressure, gets a good one away. Taken at the 12-yard line by Suits. He'll get up to the 15, to the 17, to the 18, and brought down to the open field, first down and 10.
And Dustin Hastings for Giltner made a great open field tackle there, Doug. If he doesn't make that tackle, the Humphrey St. Francis runners running there, and Suits had the sideline, had the edge set. That's really been the difference, is Giltner makes the big tackle, Humphrey St. Francis hasn't. That's very, very important.
9:48 to go here in the third quarter of play. Giltner 30 and Humphrey St. Francis 8. This is the D2 State Football Championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Breeze 94.5 FM. 30-8 Giltner, looking to bring home a state championship, and they are well on their way. Jake Finley with three touchdown passes and a touchdown run already in this contest, but they do have to punt the ball for the first time all day and seventh time from Finley. Gartner's kicked a couple of them, but six man on the rush again. Toss play left side and banking one man miss, getting to the 20 and out to the 21-yard line for a minimal gain of three that time. Having to work for every single yard is Chad Heyer.
You know, there's a big caveat to the statement I'm going to make, but if you can play defense, if you're Humphrey St. Francis, you can move the ball on offense. They've done it all day. There's another 4 or 5 yard gain. This thing's not out of reach, but you're going to have to play defense.
Second down and six. They'll mark the ball at the 22-yard line of the Flyers. I formation, nothing sweet here. Just continue to turn and hand it off. And Clausen is not in at quarterback right now. They have put in Sam Zuck at quarterback, and let's see what that's all about.
Yeah, we did not see an injury of any kind, and he is playing defense. You know, we saw him out there playing his cornerback position. Oh, no, there he is, Doug. Do you see him behind the he's running with the trainer there behind the players. Looks like a leg injury.
They need Nate Clausen there. Over there now, maybe looking at taping something up on his shoulder even. So it'll be third down and four, and back to pass is Zach. He will throw it out here, and just behind the intended receiver in Jake Warner, through his hands, maybe could have made that catch, but just a tad bit behind him.
It's just so hard, Doug, when your passing scheme as a whole doesn't involve a three or five-step drop. Everything is waggle pass to where you're asking your quarterback to throw the ball on the run. That's very, very tough.
And so now St. Francis has to turn right back around and punt the football. And Eisenminger will now drop back to do that. Fourth down and four. And here's the snap. The kick is away. Beautiful kick. Sails it over Hawthorne's head. 15, 10. Now bounces and rolls to about the 11, and that's where it's going to die. So a beautiful punt that time of 45 yards and no return. But St. Francis had to score. They did not.
Yeah, and that drive started very promising, and then it just absolutely stalled and shut down. And I do see that Nathan Klassen is back on the field. No, he walked back off. He came on. You're right. It's his shoulder. He was limping when I first said it was his leg. He's trying to work his shoulder out. He came on the field, and then they called him back off.
So first down and 10 here for Giltner at their own 11-yard line. Finley, a quick out to the 15. Shoved out of bounds right there. They're taking the short yardage with Dustin Hastings.
You know, and it's just these short passes. I'm just running that through my head, Doug. We were talking about that at halftime, that, you know, there are people that have been critical of his numbers, saying they're inflated. If it's so easy to do that, then why doesn't every quarterback in the state just pitch it a little or just throw it a little, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And Giltner has been shut down in some spots here by St. Francis. Wants to throw, now has time. Rolls out, throws it to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. Another completed pass into the hands of his running back, Ryan Clyer, who again just sat down and was wide, wide open.
Did a great job. I mean, that's what was neat about this Giltner offense. Most generally in high school, you have very specific, everything's done through step routes and things like that. St. Francis decided to run a big zone today, which has probably been the best thing. And Giltner's just finding, the receivers are finding the big spots in the zones and sitting down.
First and 10, Finley back to pass, steps up, now has some rush, nowhere to go, throws sideline and overshoots his intended receiver. Once again, he is looking for Clyer out there, who I think is the last option on almost every pass play, but sometimes he finds him, and he was open again down at the 25-yard line. That time, Finley just overthrew him.
Boy, Doug, and the thing that's really impressive about Finley is right there, he hopped in and hopped out, and his feet were moving the whole time. That ball is at his ear, cocked, ready to go at all times.
Well, St. Francis, with a minimal rush, is starting to put a little pressure on Finley. Now they come with a backside blitz. He has to run, and he just got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's not officially a sack. He gets a yard of the play out to the 36-yard line. J.J. Oltmer was coming on the pressure.
That's the first time we've seen it by St. Francis where we've seen the blitz. We haven't seen him do it, Doug, and it was very successful there. I thought Finley did a great job where he saw the pressure coming, and he just took off and got what he could get and didn't leave him third and real long.
So third down and 9, 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Still 30-8 Giltner. They're at their own 36. Finley, wide receiver screen to Hawthorne, gets to midfield, shoved forward to the 37-yard line of St. Francis. Short of the first down, but probably close enough that Giltner's going to think about going for it here. Let's see where they mark it. They give him a really good spot. It's at the 36, fourth and 1. I thought at fourth and 2, you think about it, but it's fourth and 1.
Yeah, and my guess is as good as their defense is playing, they're going to go for it here. Yeah, they're signaling in a play.
Same formation, twins left, twins right, and Finley out of the shotgun needing a yard on fourth down and 1. Hitch fake, wants to go deep, now throws down the sideline and overthrows the intended receiver again in Ryan Clyer, and they were going for more than just a first down there.
That was that play that we talked about earlier where you keep throwing that. I told you you'd see that, where they're throwing that quick, 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 and that number two receiver is blocking the corner. There, they pump fake the quick, and that number two receiver outside releases like he's going to block the corner and then takes it up the sideline like in a traditional wheel route. They were looking touchdown there. He just overthrew it.
So, Giltner, two possessions and no points here in the second half after scoring on all four possessions in the first half. Clausen still on the sideline as they turn it, hand it off on the right side, and nowhere to go for J.J. Oltmer. He is going to lose a yard. And running over to the sideline is Sam Zock, the 5'10", 175-pound junior, the backup quarterback, as Clausen knocked out on the first series. We did not see exactly what happened to him, but it's not like they carted him off the field, but he is not on the field right now.
Yeah, my guess is maybe they're not going to let him back on because he came on the defense and they called him off.
Second and 11. And Zock's going to go back to pass. Has plenty of time. Throws it out here in the flat. It's complete for about a 2-yard gain is all. It'll bring up third down and long. Chad Heyer on the reception.
Yeah, that's tough. He had predetermined that was the back he was going to go to. J.J. Oltmer to the near side was open and there wasn't a DB near him. He was jumping up and down and clapping and trying to get the ball to come his way.
30-8, Giltner on their way to a D2 state title. St. Francis needing to find a way to score here, and they're trying to do it with their backup quarterback on third down and 8 after a 3-yard pass completion. Fake the handoff, pressure coming, backside screen is complete to midfield, blocking 35-30, Oltmer to the 25 and a down to the 23-yard line for a first down for St. Francis.
Yeah, that was a great play. The downfield blocking worked well. The Humphrey guys are wishing that had gone for a touchdown. Some of them are a little disappointed, but that was a really nice job. Great play call there. Giltner's been coming with the pressure. Bring that screen, try to slow some of that pressure down.
First down and 10, St. Francis not ready to give up on things just yet. Ball on the left hash. Sock the quarterback. Pitch play right side. Oltmer has some room, gets to the 20, stretches forward to the 15-yard line, and it's going to be second down and 2. So for one reason or another, we're starting to see a little bit bigger gaps in there, opened up by the offensive line of the Flyers.
I think Giltner's also come out in the second half a little flat here, Doug. They don't have the same intensity that they had in that first half.
Well, and it's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to when you're up 30-8 and you've blown everybody out all season, but it's still the state championship game, so this could be the wake-up call. Second down and 2 at the 15 at Giltner. They'll give it to Heyer. Big hole right side to the 10. Breaks back, gets to the 7. It'll be first and goal.
You've got your entire life to pat yourself on the back for being a state champion. You don't want to start that with a half to play. They've got to pick it up here, and they will. I'm sure they're still in good shape, but they don't have that same fire, and that's what you have to guard against. You have your whole life to pat yourself on the back. You can wait 24 minutes.
But the one thing about it is we have seen the clock whittle its way all the way down to 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. St. Francis has it first down and goal at the Giltner 7-yard line. Staying out of the I formation, Zach gives it on the right side, and that'll be Oltmer following his fullback higher inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Second and goal, a gain of 3.
And you're exactly right, Doug. Humphrey St. Francis scores here. Let's say they make it 30-16. The third quarter's gone.
So trying to stay in this here in the first of 6 state championship games here in D2. Giltner leads it 30-8. St. Francis, though, knocking on the door. Second and goal at the 4-yard line. Stay out of that power eye formation. This time they will turn and give it to Heyer, who gets to the 2 and is stacked up and shoved backwards. Third and goal.
Yeah, and it's just, Humphrey's just doing what they've done all year. They're going to get in the eye and toss it and hand it off and lead with blockers and double at the point of attack and just all that simple stuff, block down and kick out, and Giltner's just bowing its neck.
Justin Joyce and Garrett Poppin and Kyle Hawthorne all in there on it. Now it's third down and goal at the 2-yard line. They'll bring Wisner back in as the fullback. Oltmer is the eye back on third and goal. Zach takes it, gives it to Oltmer straight up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown. The second one of the ball game for Humphrey St. Francis with 3:04 to go here in this third quarter of play.
Yeah, we'll see here. Of course, Humphrey will go for 2. That just was a shot of adrenaline for that Humphrey sideline. I mean, Doug, they haven't given up on this thing yet.
And the interesting thing is here they need this 2-point conversion because by the technicality of it, they were down 22, so they could get 3 touchdowns in their 2-point conversions and stay in this one. So they line up for 2. They put suits out wide to the right, and they'll roll the throw. Zach, pressure on the backside, hit as he throws, and it is incomplete. Good pressure that time to drag him down by Kyle Hawthorne, so it's still a 16-point football game. It's 30-14, Giltner leading Humphrey St. Francis, and we'll be back in a minute.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Humphrey St. Francis to kick it off, and they'll sail it through the end zone. So Giltner will have it first and 10 at their own 15, leading the D2 state championship game 30-14.
Yeah, and we'll see here. There's a lot of energy over there on that Humphrey St. Francis sideline, but the worst part is Giltner's offense gets to come back out.
Giltner now will, for the first time, flank the quarterback Finley with two running backs, and Finley will drop back to pass. Penalty flag, throws to Hawthorne, complete at the 25-27. It'll be a first down if the play holds. The referee threw the penalty flag. 30-14, Giltner, illegal shift is the call.
Both backs left early there, Doug. Both backs were running flat routes, and they both left before the snap.
So that'll move the ball back to the 10-yard line again. Giltner, 4-for-4 on scoring opportunities, including a 23-yard touchdown pass on the final play of the half to Kyle Hawthorne. 0-for-2, a punt, and then turning it over on downs here in the second half. And that 4th-and-1, turning it over on downs, they took a shot down the field instead of what they had been doing on short yardage situations, and that's just picking up the first down.
Yeah, and they're behind the chains here. I don't think it bothers Giltner too much with what they do.
So first down and 15 at their own 10-yard line. Finley, three-step drop, has time, throws it out here in the flat, and it is dropped by Dustin Hastings and incomplete. So that'll bring up second down and 15.
That's the first time we've seen them start to go to their crossing routes here, Doug, with the number two receivers, and they were open. He dropped the ball there. It was thrown a little bit behind him, but that's the scheme they have the most luck with, is throwing to their number two receivers on a crossing route.
25 of 35 now through the air. Finley back to pass again, standing at his own 3. Out here in the flat again, complete at the 15. Good move, and then knocked to his feet and knocked to the ground at the 18-yard line. Hastings again gets rolled over. Good hit out there by John Wisner.
Yeah, and they tried to take a shot down the field there, but they just stuck Hastings. He just stayed at the line of scrimmage, and he was the dump-off.
My apologies, that's Weezer, not Wisner. And then Weezer with the good hit, but it brings up third down and 6, and Finley back to pass, crossing route, covered, has time, nowhere to throw, lets his man release, and complete at the 25, the 30, out to the 35, being thrown forward all the way to midfield. Kyle Hawthorne comes through again.
And that was a big play, Doug, because Humphrey St. Francis had it defended perfectly. There wasn't any, their crossers weren't open. The deep guy wasn't open. And again, we see a Giltner guy sit down in the zone.
St. Francis, that would have forced him to punt the football, and they would have had the ball and maybe a chance. But Findlay does such a great job of buying time, moving when he has to, option play, and he's going to keep it himself and get a couple into St. Francis territory to the 38-yard line. Second down. Maybe they'll mark him the 37, second down and 7.
Now you are starting to see Coach Ashby's staff start to sprinkle in a little more option, stuff like that. They'd like this clock to keep running here. After you see Humphrey force you to punt, go down and score, that gets all a little too real and gets you a little scared.
30-14, Giltner, a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Second down and 7 at the Flyer, 37, Finley. Time, throws it down the seam, Clyer off his hand and incomplete. He was trying to locate it at the 20, and it'll stop the clock with a minute 25 to go. So not the same Giltner team that we saw in the first half here, Larry. They're not connecting as often as they were.
No, they came out flatter than a pancake, and now they're just trying to get the thing restarted. And a score here would solve everything, but you give the ball back to St. Francis here, and it could get spooky.
Well, Giltner moving the ball well, and Finley has to scramble here. Up the field he comes, makes a man miss at the 30, has the first down to the 25, and the couple of times that he has had to take off, he's made it work to the 24-yard line of St. Francis and another first down.
And that's just it, Doug. He is such an athletic young man. You know, I believe that's the most underrated part of his game is are his feet. He does a great job with him. I believe he's the second leading rusher on the team, and he's able to get Giltner in spots that they need.
So another first down here, and Hawthorne in motion. Fake the handoff. He's going to keep it again. Finley to the right side, 20, and steps out of bounds safely at the 17.
Yeah, see, now you're starting to see a little more diverse Giltner team, and I think that's the thing. Giltner gets coined sometimes as kind of a little hokey offense, the way they pitch the ball and some of the stuff we talked about at the half, but they're extremely diverse. They can beat you in a multitude of ways.
Finley actually the leading rusher on this team at just over 500 yards. So counting what's happened here so far today, Finley back to pass, second and short, throws over the middle, got a man complete at the four, the three, breaking a tackle, stretching towards the pylon and into the end zone is Ben Hendricks for his touchdown, make it 36-14, his second of the ball game.
Giltner just won't be denied here, Doug. They've had the last several years, you know, as Coach Ashby talked about in the open, you know, this group of seniors has only lost four football games, and we're talking state finals, state semis. You know, I mean, they have worked really hard to get here. They're not going to be denied.
So they line up to go for the two-point conversion here. And they'll send Hawthorne in motion, fake it to him. It's an option pitch out to Clyer, and he had no chance as he is pushed out of bounds. So the two-point conversion is no good. With 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter, your D2 state championship game, Giltner 36 and Humphrey St. Francis 14. You're listening to the state football playoffs brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. We're back in a minute.
Country Crafts and Friends would like to say thank you to everyone who came out and supported the Country Craft event. Country Crafts and Friends would also like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on an excellent football season. Good luck in today's state championship game. Go Hornets!
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, is scheduled to open in their new building in Giltner in early 2013. This is Eric Lichty, branch manager of Giltner State Bank, letting you know how excited we are to become a member of the Giltner community and to serve the financial needs of the Giltner area residents. We invite you to follow the progress of our building project on our website, hendersonstatebank.net. Also, we'd love to have you as a customer of the First Bank in Giltner community in 85 years. We're growing to meet your needs. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln with under a minute to go now in the third quarter. The Hornets are on the board for the first time in the second half to extend the lead back to 22. And Gartner to boot it away. Also returnable, coming up to take it at the 8-yard line. Is going to be higher to the 10, the 15, up the middle 20. Now reverses to the 25, breaks a tackle, 30, 35, all the way out to midfield. Mark him down at the 39-yard line. Good return by Chad Heyer.
Yeah, that was a great return, Doug. You know, we've talked about these stats, and I think the most interesting stat line here is the fact that you've got, so far, you've got Giltner, who's ran 49 plays. Humphrey St. Francis has run 48 plays. They both have effectively run the same amount of plays in this game. And you talk about efficiency, Giltner's got 371 yards to St. Francis's 197. They've just done more with what they've gotten today.
First down and 10 for St. Francis. And Clausen is back into the ball game after sitting out a couple of series. Backside screen and wide open is Oltmer. He's looking for his blocks at the 25, the 20, 15, 10. Hastings, he gets out of that one. 5, touchdown. How about that? 41 yards, one play. St. Francis through the air.
Oh, they had the picket fence set up over there too, Doug, once he caught that ball. And he did a great job. Instead of just taking off like his hair was on fire, he let each block set up, and he twisted and turned out of three different tackles. That was a great run. Humphrey St. Francis isn't ready to throw in the towel yet. How about their little quick score offense?
Well, that is something that we have not seen, and they haven't had to use all year long. But their passing plays, they have thrown that backside screen a couple of times. It's been beautiful, so they said, let's just go back to that. And Oltmer, 41 yards for the touchdown. And now they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion. Clausen fakes the counter, wants to throw back. He's got his man and throws it away. He had higher, had lost his defender one-on-one over there, but overthrew him, so the pass is no good. And we've had two touchdowns scored in 23 seconds, and your score now is Giltner 36, Humphrey St. Francis 20. 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play. We'll take another one-minute break on The Breeze and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Humphrey St. Francis to boot it away, and it is going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. And so Giltner once again starts at their 15, leading it 36-20. We talked about it at halftime. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. Giltner was up 30-8 and were doing about anything that they wanted to do. What an important switch of events it was in the final minute of that third quarter. We'll get to it after this play as Finley has him spread out again in four wides. He'll take the low snap. Ball fake, decides to tuck it up and run, has some room to the left side, gets to the 20, runs into the defense, and is pushed out at the 22. But in case you joined us late, St. Francis had it third and five at the 15-yard line, got a three-yard loss on a run, was sacked on fourth down, 23 seconds to go, you wouldn't think much. Giltner moves it down the field, three plays, get into the end zone on the last play of the half, and instead of it potentially being a one-score game, had St. Francis been able to finish the drive, it's a 30-8 game.
Yeah, and that's the difference right now, Doug. That chain of events really is the difference. It's a 16-point game right now, and St. Francis is flying. They kick the ball out of the back of the end zone. Their guys are chest bumping. It looks to me like they're trying to win a state championship, and Giltner's trying to hang on to a state championship. Giltner needs to step on St. Francis's throat here.
And we've got 12 minutes left to see what happens here in the fourth quarter. We're ready to switch the third to the fourth. And after three, it is Giltner 36 and Humphrey St. Francis 20. State football action on the breeze and ESPN Radio brought to you by Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Janet's Family Hair Care is located on Main Street in Giltner and is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Janet's offers all hair care services and pedicures. Janet Humphrey is proud to support all Giltner athletics. Good luck, Hornets!
Our fall sports season winds down or finishes. It's been winding down for a long time. Congratulations to all the athletes that brought home state championships and medals this past fall. And again, a week from Thursday, the basketball season begins. So not a lot of time. We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. And don't forget ESPN Radio there for you. Our Husker Lunch on Wednesday will be at Cunningham's from 11 to 12, the Doug and Daddy Show, and then Steve Sippel will be on hand from 12 to 1 to break down Minnesota, look at Iowa, and again, continue to look at bowl scenarios. So have all your Husker questions answered Wednesday at our Husker Lunch. Here it's 36-20, Giltner. As we start the fourth quarter, they've got it second and two at their own 23 and a swing pass off to Hawthorne, off of his fingertips and incomplete.
Yeah, and you get third and short here, and St. Francis is crossing their fingers there wanting to get off the field. But I find it tough to believe that Giltner would get stopped here. My guess is Finley could probably run for this first down.
And Finley talking to some of his backs now as they shift him around. And in the backfield will be Clyer. Hawthorne split out wide to the right. That's the man to look for, of course. Hendricks and Hastings have been there, and it's going to be a direct snap to Hawthorne to the right side, and I don't know if he got it. That's a pretty good spot from the official comes running in. Where he's running in, he'll have it.
But he shouldn't have, Doug. You're exactly right. That was a great spot. It looked like he was short when he got hit, and they're going to stick it. Yep, they're moving the chains.
A direct snap to Hawthorne, and he tried to stick that ball out as he was coming down, which can always be dangerous if it pops loose. As we've yet to have a turnover in this football game.
No, we've got three fumbles, and none of them have been lost. Of course, no interceptions to this point.
So that'll take us to a first down and 10 for the Giltner Hornets at their own 25-yard line, leading it by a score of 36-20. Finley throws it out here short. Hawthorne makes one man miss. Now he's trying to get all the way to the right side as he'll cut it up to the 30-yard line and be brought down at the 31 to the 32. So Hawthorne getting involved again, maybe not quite as much offensively in the first half, but here in the second half they're looking at him a little bit more.
Yeah, no question. There's just so much space, Doug. That little fire screen shouldn't have gone anywhere, but Giltner creates so much space through their formation that there are lots of lanes to run.
So brings up second down and three at their own 32. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. The Hornets trying to finish off this state championship season here at Memorial Stadium. Findlay taking a little longer time here. They fake the blitz, throws it out here in the flat. Clyer wide open, and it hit him in the numbers, and he dropped it.
You know, Doug, we kind of saw this a little bit last week in that first half against Shelton, where we had Giltner had a case of the drop sees and some of that. This isn't the spot to mess around down by two scores. Or, excuse me, up by two scores.
Third and three. 36-20. And again, they're going to go a little wildcat. They're going to split Findlay out wide to the right. They'll put Clyer and Hawthorne in the backfield with a little wildcat, and now a timeout by Giltner. So the fluidity that we have seen for 12 and a half games is not there right now. And with 10:43 to go in this football game, it is Giltner 36, St. Francis 20. The Flyers trying to force them to punt. The Hornets have it third and three at their own 32. We'll be back in a minute.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
State football playoff action here on The Breeze and ESPN Radio. Third down and three for Giltner. 10:43 to go, and now they put Findlay in the backfield to throw. Puts it out here complete into the hands of his wideout, Dustin Hastings, and he's got enough for the first down as he crosses the 35 out to the 37, and just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time.
Yeah, and even on that, Humphrey St. Francis wasn't willing to come up and press that outside receiver. I mean, they literally let the receiver run the stop route right at the chains, and they were bailing on the snap. They're just not going to come up and challenge him.
Giltner, who is so used to going deep into the playoffs, trying to finish it off here, leading it by 16, needs another score, you would think. Back to pass, Findlay got a man wide open. It's Hastings again. He's across midfield and now running to the 35-30, down to the 26-yard line before he is finally brought down after a 17-yard gain.
Yeah, this is one of those games, if you're Humphrey, you feel like, gosh, if you can just get one stop, you've got a chance. But Giltner is just too good, Doug. I mean, they just do it right.
They actually had him on third down a couple of times already on this drive, but Giltner is 8 of 12 on third down. First and 10 now at the 25-yard line of St. Francis, marching again with 10 minutes to go in the game. Findlay taking a little more time to snap the ball right now, trying to milk the clock.
Yeah, he's watching that play clock.
Get it down to 5, now he'll take the snap. No pressure at all, and throws behind his intended receiver in the left slot. And stops the clock. That's the one thing. You take all the time you want before you snap it, but if you have incomplete passes like they just did to Hastings, it will stop the clock with 9:51 to go.
Yeah, and this is the deal. Coach Ashby all year, he hasn't watched the clock. He's put up as many points as possible. He knows what's on the line here. They've worked a long, long ways for this, Doug, and they want to win this thing. Giltner's had a great year already. Kurt Polt and the volleyball team finishing third. You know, they're trying to stick another, where they're going to stick another trophy in their school. They'd like it to be a championship trophy.
Second down and 10. Findlay back to pass. Pump fake. Wants to go for it all to Dustin Hastings down the left sideline, and he just overthrows him into the end zone. And that'll bring up third down and 10. We just haven't seen the deep ball. We talked in the first half about not throwing the underneath. There's a difference between throwing the deep ball and the little three-yard check down, which we've seen a lot of here in the second half, a lot of those short little wide receiver screens. But as far as taking a shot downfield, that's only the second or third time we've seen it.
Yeah, we haven't. And Giltner, of course, likes to push the ball down the field. But St. Francis is playing a deep safety, and they're just taking what St. Francis has given them, and that's been all things around the line of scrimmage.
Third down and 10 now at the 25. Findlay, pump fake, looks slant, throws it across the middle. It's complete to Hastings. They hit him, but he doesn't go down, and that allows him to get to the first down marker at the 15-yard line. One of those where they made simultaneous contact when he caught the ball, and you just figure he's going to go to the ground, and he's able to actually bounce up. It put him back on an even keel, and he's got the first down at the 15-yard line.
You teach, you have to grab cloth. I understand there. I mean, that was simultaneous, and he whacked him, but you have to grab cloth. You can't let him get away.
And so, Giltner edging closer. Just got a weird feel of this second half after having a 30-8 halftime lead. And you knew Giltner, or at least you thought they had this put away. And still a 16-point ball game, and it's never been closer than that, as they will hand it off right up the middle to Clyer, and he will make it to the 11-yard line before being wrapped up. A good little 3-4-yard run. Second down.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know that you, Coach Ashby, would care if it took 10 more plays thing in the end zone.
It's so rare that you see him just turn and hand it off. Turn and hand it off. That just hasn't happened that much for Clyer this year. He's actually only carried the ball 36 times coming into this football game.
Unbelievable.
Second down and 6 at the 11-yard line. And some confusion here as they try to get up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to hurry. 5 seconds left on the play clock. We may see a timeout. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And we have got...
Yeah, Coach Ashby was screaming timeout.
Timeout, okay. Didn't see the penalty flags come out, but you did see the officials come down the line. So a timeout here by Giltner. 8:33 to go in this D2 state championship game. It's 2nd and 6. Giltner at the Humphrey St. Francis 11. And Giltner leads it 36-20. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
2:45 with a pregame of 2:30 this afternoon as Elgin Pope John, the defending D1 champion, takes on Exeter Milligan. 7 o'clock tonight for Millard North and Omaha North in Class A. Then tomorrow a 9:45 pregame here on The Breeze and ESPN Radio for Sutton and Aquinas. And then at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon, it is Norfolk Catholic and Boone Central in C1, Norris and Omaha Gross tomorrow night at 7 in Class B. 2nd and 6, Giltner at the St. Francis 11, trying to salt this one away up by 16. Hard count, there was movement. They let the play go. Swing pass out here complete to Ben Hendricks, and he is stuffed as soon as he caught it at the 10-yard line. And they rolled him up, and he gets up just with a little bit of a limp there when you get rolled back up over your legs there, and it's going to be a gain of only 1, 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and right there, John Weiser did a nice job and made the tackle right at the point of first contact. That's what St. Francis hasn't done today, and it's why they're in the hole they're in.
Hastings left, Hawthorne right, and two backs flanking Finley, including Dylan Hendricks, who's been pretty quiet today. 3rd and 5 at the 10. Finley takes it. Looks right, looks left, over the middle, complete to Hastings, into the end zone for a Giltner touchdown. Dustin Hastings is in again.
Giltner can exhale, I think. They're going to win a state title.
Dustin Hastings with his 2nd touchdown reception of the ball game from 10 yards out. And Finley again scans the field beautifully and finds the open receiver.
You know, Hastings isn't physically opposing when you look at him, but he's a great route runner. He comes out of his breaks good. He's got great hands, and he's tough.
And the 2-point conversion. Finley batted down by the linebacker. And the 2-point conversion is no good. So, with 7:48 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's now Giltner 42, Humphrey St. Francis 20. The state championship continues after this timeout.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
High school football on the breeze, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, Dunham Sports, T&L Irrigation. When we finish things up here, we will run down the final stats for you. And looks like hand Giltner a state championship trophy here, Larry.
Yeah, that's been a long time coming. They've worked hard. Talked to Coach Ashby about this time last year, and he believed they could do it. He was talking about it last year that he thought that they could win this thing this year.
Gartner hits a squib kick that's picked up at the 6, 15-20. Chad Hires had some good returns across the 25, and he'll be whistled down about the 29-yard line, and that's where Humphrey St. Francis will take over. But it's 42-20 in favor of Giltner. They've played an even second half, and so the St. Francis faithful, they'll be grinding their teeth about what happened at the end of the first half of this football game.
Yeah, no question. And they'll feel good about themselves in the second half that they've played, but the medal will still be silver and not yellow.
So they line up to get things going here with 7:39 to go. Still not over. They scored on one play, a one-play toss, a little backside screen last time. Let's see what Clausen wants to do here. He'll roll to his right, wants to throw the football. Had a man down the field, elected not to do it, throws it underneath to Werner as John Wiesner, one-on-one coverage deep, got a step behind his man. It would have been a tough throw, but considering what Humphrey St. Francis has to do, that was probably the throw you needed to make.
Yeah, no question. I mean, if you can come back and take that touchdown away from Giltner in a matter of seconds, still a tough row to hoe. You're going to have to get an onside kick because you can't give the ball back to Giltner.
Second down and 10, and the way St. Francis has been moving the ball on the ground, I don't feel that it's necessary that they throw it every down right now, but they try to take a shot on first down. That may have been their first pass play on first down. And here's an end around. They ran it earlier with Werner, and they'll get up to the 34-yard line. They get about 5 on the play for Jake Werner. He's carried it a couple of times on the same play. They line him up in the end. He comes out of that from left to right, and that time didn't make as much as he did the first time.
You know, and I've seen a lot of high school football, Doug, and 9 times out of 10, that's a touchdown. Giltner just does such a nice job of each guy doing their job. They trust that their buddy next to them will do his. They don't try to do the next guy's job and the next guy's job. If they're responsible for the C-gap, they're willing to stand in the C-gap and get no glory. And that's why they're going to win a state championship.
Oltmer checks out, line up with the power eye, 3rd and 5. It's a toss play. Hyer has the first down into Giltner territory. He'll be brought down at the 37-yard line. A gain of 8 stops the clock with 6:45 to go.
Yeah, again, Humphrey, it's a great run. I mean, they just, in the end today, couldn't get enough going on defense, which nobody has all year. I mean, here we sit again, and Giltner's got 436 yards of offense. Jake Finley's thrown the ball for 385 yards and 5 touchdowns. Humphrey's moved the ball. They just haven't gotten it going on defense.
So first down and 10 here for the Flyers. Hand it off again up the middle of the football field to the 30 to the 28-yard line. Good, strong running one more time. Humphrey St. Francis able to churn off those yards with Chad Hire. Either Hire or Oltmer have been carrying it, and Hire's really had himself a pretty good day. He is the leading rusher, or is the second leading rusher, but in far fewer carries. Now they try to go hurry up offense. 2nd down and 2. Fake the handoff. Want to throw pressure in the backfield. Clausen throws it up, and it finds the turf. Incomplete. That could have went to a number of gentlemen, but it looked like Tristan Foltz was the man in the area.
Yeah, he was in deep, deep trouble. He just unloaded that as best he could. It looked like Benjamin Heinrichs had him lined up in his sights, and he was going after him.
So 3rd down and 2 here now for St. Francis, needing a first down. Turn and hand it off. They'll get it off the left side, getting it to the 25-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. That time Oltmer is in there. They've been switching the backs, and once in a while they'll bring Wiesner in as the fullback, just kind of rotating those three. And one thing that slows you down is every time the quarterback has to run over to the sideline to get the play. And at this point, wouldn't you think you'd have 3 plays? You just yell out 1, 2, or 3 or whatever your check calls are and save him, because you know there's only about 3 plays you're running right here. as Clausen rolls left, looking to throw deep for Werner, and a one-hander can't hold on, as both he and Hendricks were looking for that one back over their shoulder at the goal line.
Yeah, he maybe should have come down with that. But to your point, Doug, the problem with that is, like when you talk about that, you know, having multiple plays, or they run an old-school offense, and it's an old-school system. They either switch backs, send the play in, or the quarterback goes and gets them. You know, it is not only an old-school offense, but it's an old-school system. They really don't have that capability.
I go back to Sargent last year. They set the whole season up to play Howell. So during the season, they actually ran plays that they knew they would need, and I don't think a lot of schools take the time to do that when they're up big in games. As Clausen will throw it out here, and a great catch by Werner. It's just for very little yardage, though, as he rips it away from Clyer and Hawthorne out there, the two defenders. He'll be shoved out of bounds at the 21, and that's only a gain of 4. It'll bring up third down and 6, but still a good, powerful one-hand grab.
You know, Doug, and truthfully, the job that Coach Kojal did last year preparing that team for that state title game was great.
Third and 6 now. Again, third and long. They hand it off. Higher, big hole over the left side. 15, 10, and it'll be drugged down at the 7-yard line. First down and goal. And it is amazing. You know, if you're Giltner, that they like to run the ball, and they're going to keep running the ball, and they're able to get big, huge gaps over there on an 11-yard gain.
That was a huge hole right there. But again, Giltner's...
More than that, excuse me, they're a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, and Giltner's made the shoestring tackle that's kept the clock running. That's helped them as much as anything today.
4:50, long drive, 42-20. Giltner seems to have it under control, but St. Francis moving the ball. Pitch play left side. Higher gets to the 6, and he'll be stacked up there. Now St. Francis got to start moving. This drive has lasted over 3 minutes. And Giltner taking their time getting off the pile. But you've got to get the first score first before you can start thinking about the next one, as they will go no huddle. But it just takes them a while. It takes the official a while to get the ball spotted as well. Second down and goal at the 6. Clausen rolls out to his right, wants to throw under pressure. Man wide open in the end zone, caught for the touchdown. It's Suits. Caleb Suits, first time that he's touched the ball all day long. It's good for a 6-yard reception.
That's a beautiful, beautiful little design. They ran the same little play fake waggle pass to the field side where they drag the backside tight end and drag the or speed out the near tight end, and they just stuck the back straight into the end zone and just let him stand there. That was a really nice design.
So another short drive, takes a little over 3 minutes. They line up to go for 2. Clausen wants to throw again. His man is well covered. Werner, he's still waiting for him. Werner comes back to the ball, incomplete. That whole two-point conversion was for one man, but it is no good. And so with 4:11 to go in the state final, it is Giltner 42, Humphrey St. Francis 26. We'll kick it off in a minute.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner. Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets! Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker with you here at Memorial Stadium. 4:11 remaining, as you have to figure an onside kick now is coming from Humphrey St. Francis. 42-26. Giltner actually being pushed for the first time in the fourth quarter all year.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, you're one lightning bolt away from it being a one-play game, Doug. Giltner hasn't been in this spot with 4:11 left in a game yet.
Chad Heyer, a different kicker, to kick the onside kick. You got to make sure you keep it in bounds and get it to 10 yards, and then hope. Here we go. Kick is a squibber, and it is loose. That ball is still loose, and it's going to be covered by Giltner way back there. about 7, 8, 10 yards farther than one you should cover, and I think that might be Hawthorne that jumped on it.
Oh, my good gravy, Doug. Humphrey St. Francis could have fallen on that ball. They had several chances at that. That thing bumbled around, and people dove on it, and it squirted away two different times.
I thought for a minute that it might have been illegally touched, but it actually bounced over the shoulder pad of Tristan Foltz, who was in there trying to clear out the block, and they had their chance. That ball bounced right over him at the 9-yard mark. Of course, it's got to travel the 10 before you can touch it, but bottom line is Giltner has it. Low snap. They'll hand it off. Clyer hit in the backfield. Jumps forward for a yard, but the clock continues to run. Now, St. Francis has all three of their timeouts, but I think they're trying, hoping that they can get a 3-and-out here.
Yeah, what they need to do is save those timeouts for the next possession. They are down by 2 possessions. This will be interesting. I think, I could be wrong here, but I think Giltner has to throw the ball here. Giltner has to stay with who they are because they're not going to get a first down run on the ball here. Humphrey St. Francis is pretty stiff against the run, Doug. They're going to have to stay with what they do.
Second down and 9. Again, 2 backs of the backfield flanking Jake Finley, the quarterback. 3 down linemen for St. Francis, and he will drop back to pass, throws the slant, complete it midfield, and it's enough for a Giltner first down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that's not going to stop, Doug. I mean, Giltner, if they will continue with their offense and throw the ball, they'll go down and score again. There's no doubt in my mind. I think they need to be careful running the ball here to try to run the clock out because they'll end up punting.
But they do roll up Dustin Hastings, who is still down on the field right now. At the 36-yard line, he made the completion or made the catch. And now they're out there trying to take a look at him. And, of course, the training staff here should be coming out to take a look at him, I would think.
Yeah, they're out there.
But we do have an injury to Hastings, who has had himself a really good day. 13 catches, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hawthorne, 11 catches, 112 yards. Ben Henrich, 7 catches, 132 yards. And 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. That's a lot of your offense. He is coming off under his own power, so that's good.
Well, I think he either got his leg rolled up on or the other thing. So 3:23 to go here in this football game as he walks off. And I think maybe just got that helmet in the thigh there and just trying to shake that off. So first down and 10 for Giltner. 3:13, the clock continues to roll here as the play clock down to 12. And Jake Finley has been way more watching of that here in the fourth quarter, aware of what's going on. Hands it to Clyer, goes off the right side. St. Francis is there to give him just a couple of yard gain as he'll get to the 33. Now you'll probably have to start thinking about using timeouts. They may wait one more play to see because Giltner's done such a good job on third down. They're 10 of 14 on third down. St. Francis, 10 of 15.
It's really interesting, Doug, when you look at the stat line of this game, outside of yards per play, and that's really the difference, and that's the difference in the score. I mean, this thing is pretty even down the line.
We've had 3 punts, and that's because they exchanged punts to start the second half. Only 1 punt from Giltner today, and they don't punt the ball very many times this season. In fact, that was their 12th punt of the year. 1 a game is about it. 2:15 to go, and we've got penalty flags before the play could get started. Haven't seen too many of those and haven't seen really any major ones. Got a delay of game called on Giltner.
Yeah, that's only the 7th penalty of the game, Doug. It's been a very clean game as far as that goes.
Coming up, we'll have a Misco Sports postgame show for you here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ FM, Hastings, Giltner, and Donovan. 2:16 remaining, and Giltner, 16 points up on Humphrey St. Francis. They were up 22 at the half, and just trying to get that clock to triple zeros. Empty backfield for Finley. Finley down to sidelines, got a man complete, and he steps out of bounds. Does Henrichs? He wasn't realizing how close he was to the sideline as he steps out.
Yeah, that was going to be a big pass play, Doug. It's incomplete. He caught the ball out of bounds. That was going to be big. He just lost where he was on the field. That was going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, he was standing on the old white stripe over there. Was Ben Henrichs, who's had, as we said, all these receivers have had big games and wasn't able to keep that foot in. So it'll bring up third down and 13, a must stop here for Humphrey St. Francis. Another first down will finish it off for Giltner. So here we go. Finley back to pass, has time, throws the slant. It's busted up. Getting a hand on it is higher. Right across the middle of the football field, looking for his main man, Kyle Hawthorne. I still think when Giltner has a money play, that's the guy they're looking for.
No question. And that was almost picked. That was close.
Hawthorne, a senior, Finley, along with Clyer and Dylan Hendricks, Maine, Grudzinski, Gartner, Hastings, Dustin Hastings, obviously. Still, a lot of these guys are underclassmen for a D2 school, and they will punt it away. The kick will be taken at the 8-yard line and up the field to the 10, trying to dance around, nowhere to go. Brought down at the 12-yard line will be your punt returner in Sam Zock. And so first down and 10, St. Francis, a minute 55 to go. Giltner 42, Humphrey St. Francis 26. Minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll mark him down at the 10, at the 12-yard line.
And I have no idea what type of razzmatazz this two tight eye formation offense can produce, but they need it here. They need a quick score, Doug.
Yep, they definitely do. They've got all three timeouts. They'll have to recover an onside kick. They have to get two-point conversions. So it would be a miracle, but St. Francis, well, it does say Saint, so let's see what happens. Clausen back to pass. Looking, going to throw deep. Got a man behind everybody, Werner, and he can't get it at midfield. Oh, and if you're Jeff Ashby, you've only got one timeout left, but don't you call it right now and say you can't let that happen. He's 5 yards behind the secondary.
He's screaming at his safety. I mean, they're playing a base cover three look there. You have to be deeper than the deepest on that, Doug. And, gee, many crickets for St. Francis. I mean, he tried to screw himself into the ground trying to get that ball caught. He pirouetted twice, Doug, trying to get it found. That was a touchdown.
1:48 to go, and again, you're in a situation you haven't been in, so let's see what happens on second down. Clausen back to pass, a little pressure here from Gartner, back into his end zone. He wants to throw a screen, now throws it across the middle. Heyer catches it, and he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage for a 3-yard loss. Great coverage that time by Giltner. They smelled out the screen, and now the clock is running, and it's 3rd and 15.
Yeah, he needed to bat that ball down there and not catch it. He wasn't going to go anywhere. He was stuck in tons of traffic. That's what happens, your big shock play on first down, and you blow it, and now you're just stuck chasing way behind the chain.
And St. Francis lets a little too much time run off the clock before they call a timeout here. They'll put a few more seconds back on the clock because they were already in the huddle, but the clock does read 1:14 to go in this D2 state final, 42-26. Giltner leading Humphrey St. Francis on the breeze at ESPN Radio. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. We'll be back in 30.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, coming down to the end of our first of six state football championship games, 1:14 remaining. And Humphrey St. Francis backed up at their own 7, Giltner 42, St. Francis 26. It would seem a mere formality since halftime, but St. Francis has hung around. They've outscored Giltner here in the second half, 18-12. I formation, one man, suit split out wide to the left. Hard count trying to get Giltner to come in, and they do. And you're going to get that 5 yards back that you lost on the sack. They're so amped up still in this football game, wanting to make the play, wanting to just finally end it. Giltner just finally wants to end it, and they can't. That clock continues to have time on it.
Yeah, right now, Humphrey St. Francis to Giltner is like that fly on a Sunday afternoon when you're in your chair and you're trying to take a nap, and it won't leave you alone.
Dylan Gartner, they actually sub out for him after he jumped. Second down, third down and 10. Back to pass, Clausen. Has time, throws it as far as he can into double coverage, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it out there to John Wiesner. And he went to tried something different. They've been going to that single coverage to Werner all day long, and this time they had five back in coverage. And this is the season. This is it right here. 4th and 10.
Well, this is where it's tough for Humphrey St. Francis, where you're asking, you know, right now Giltner's running like a quarters look, kind of a cover four, and Humphrey St. Francis is sending tight ends and fullbacks out against that. It's just really tough to beat it.
You've just got to run somebody underneath, get the first down. You don't go 45 yards down the field here, but let's just see what happens. Clausen, it's a halfback pass, looking for the double pass back to the quarterback. Trouble over here for Suits, just dumps it off to Warner, complete, and I don't know.
I don't think
he's right at the first down marker, and they'll stop the clock with 57 seconds left. The official has the ball in one hand, his foot in another spot. He's moving back and forth. He hasn't marked the ball yet. And now he finally hands it to another official to mark the ball, and they'll have to bring the chains in.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's why we called for the razzmatazz.
Well, here it is. Stretch the chains for a state championship, and it is a first down.
Coach Ashby's got to be beside himself right now, Doug.
So they went a little halfback pass there, and they did it so quick that it's not going to fool Giltner. And the quarterback, Nate Clausen, ran all the way to the wide side, but they didn't have near that much time for him to get open. So just getting enough to get a fresh set of downs. And the clock running now with 50 seconds to go, and St. Francis has to burn a timeout. They weren't up and they weren't ready to go, so 49 seconds remaining in the game. Giltner 42, St. Francis 26. Timeout on the field. We've got more football to talk about. Let's just keep it here. What about the rest of the five games? We'll have Sutton and Archbishop tomorrow, Larry. Let's go ahead and look at that one.
Doug, I think that's a really interesting game, and both teams, they want to do the same thing. Archbishop Bergen, or excuse me,
Aquinas. I said the wrong team.
Yeah,
Aquinas.
David City Aquinas. They want to line up full house backfield. Veer. Their fullback's going to be their feature. And of course, what do we see the Sutton Mustangs like to do? Option football. The quarterback's the feature. It's going to be a lot of the same types of things. That game could be done in about 15 minutes. But Aquinas, no doubt, the defending state champion, the favorite. But don't sleep on the Sutton Mustangs, because that quarterback can fly.
Well, Jake Finley now out here, defense covering really nobody because they only put out one man in this pass pattern, does Humphrey St. Francis on first down and 10. Clausen back to pass, looking, has a man across the middle of the football field, completed the 35 to the 40, first down. It's Warner again. He's at the 39-yard line of Giltner. Stops the clock with 41 seconds to go. Now it's about time to go back to the deep one.
Yeah, I suppose they'll spike this one, Doug, and try to set something up deep.
Waiting for the sticks to get set. St. Francis is ready to go, and they wind the clock. Clausen will spike it. That runs 4 seconds off, though, on a spike. They even did the reset of the offensive lineman there.
It's old school, the old North Dallas 40 or whatever, up and down, you know. But on a spike, you can't lose it.
Yeah, it's just one of those deals, again, where you probably hardly even practice doing something like that, although you need to. And it's second down and 10 at the 39 of Giltner. Again, two running backs. Clausen back to pass. Has some pressure here. Rolling. Wants to throw it out here to his eye back out of the backfield. Complete at the 30. Stays in bounds. Gets to the 25. And stepping out of bounds for another first down. Into the hands of Suits.
You know, we're going to talk, obviously. This is going to appear to most as Humphrey St. Francis, no give up, never say die attitude, fight. What I really see is a Giltner team. I think this is a real testament to them. They have not been pressed all year, Doug. They've never been in a situation like this, and they have refused to fold in this situation with this much pressure on them, and I think it says a lot about them.
St. Francis has no wideouts. They go slot left here with Heyer in the backfield. Clausen back to pass, has time, throws it over the middle. It is complete to Warner, but he doesn't have the first down, and St. Francis has to burn their final timeout with 20 seconds remaining. They're into a position now, though, Larry, that even if they score, they're not going to have enough time to cover the onside kick. They have two plays, I would say, to score to have any chance of getting the ball back.
Yeah, no question. And then they're going to have to find a way, you know, let's assume that happens. They get the two-point conversion and pull within eight, that they can get the onside kick. And then from there, they've got to find a way to go too tight eye down the field, 50-yard touchdown pass. You know, it's going to have to be something really out of the ordinary for them.
Coming up, our post-game show, 20 seconds away. Giltner was up 30-8 at the half. It's been a huge day again by Jake Finley. He is going to make it through the season without an interception.
Unbelievable. That really is incredible, Doug, to throw the ball as many times as they have. He's thrown the ball 52 times today.
Gartner and Poppin, the only lineman on the defense here for Giltner. Second down and four, St. Francis at the Hornet, 25-yard line. Back to pass, Claussen has to roll to his right, throws a jump ball into double coverage in the end zone, and it is incomplete, knocked away by Hawthorne, intended for John Wiesner. 13 seconds to go.
Giltner's going to get one. Oh, the kids are getting there, knocking the ice out of the bucket. They're going to give Coach Ashby a bath here pretty soon.
Yeah, and it's tough, too, because you hope to have your innate man. Well, at high school level here, they're playing both sides of the ball, so you got to rely on maybe some of the backup kids over there.
Yeah, Coach Ashby plays nine guys. It doesn't matter if it's a special team, offense, defense, coin flip, go get the water, whatever. It's nine guys.
So they're trying to get that ready, and let's see if they can finish it off. Dylan Bike over there knocking it around. Back to pass is Claussen. Under pressure, he's sacked, and that'll do it. The ball came loose. St. Francis has it, but there's no time left. The clock is winding down on the sack by Poppin. 3-2. They actually stopped the clock with 1 second, and now it runs out, and that's it. The Giltner Hornets are your 2012 D2 undefeated state football champions with a 42-26 win over the Humphreys St. Francis Flyers, capped off by Garrett Poppin putting the biggest hit of the day on Nate Claussen.
Yeah, that was a great job. I tell you, Humphreys St. Francis made Giltner work. Giltner stepped up to the challenge. They were definitely challenged today, Doug. This is a very, very good Humphreys St. Francis team. Many years, good enough to win the state title. But this is a special group from Giltner. You know, we talk about the four-year run they have, whatever they are now, 45-4, whatever that number is. This was a special team. This was one of those transcendent teams that probably wins it in a lot of different years, not necessarily in an up year or down year. This is a very good football team.
Next year?
Well, very well could.
They got a lot of kids back. And the one thing about their system as opposed to Giltner, we'll talk about it here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a moment, is you've got to have, this will sound wrong, but you've got to have special talent to run the offense that Giltner runs. A lot of players can line up and run the football. Obviously, the better you are, the more effective you are at it. But if you've got a sophomore that can run for over 1,500 and near 1,600 yards this season in J.J. Altmer coming back for you, and you can just build that system around it, that's why Humphreys St. Francis, like a Howells, like so many other teams, can be outstanding year after year after year.
Yeah, no question. You know, a school of that size, they do have nine seniors on that team, which they're going to give a bunch up there, but the thing that they do there is they really manufacture those guys up front. They're going to graduate the guys up front, bring the skilled guys back, but Humphreys St. Francis manufactures the guys up front.
We will take a break and be back with a Misco Sports postgame show on ESPN Radio and The Breeze 94.5 right after this timeout.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to high school football, all six championship games on ESPN 1460 and 1550, as well as the morning contest on the Breeze 94.5 FM. High school football brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation, and it's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Doug, due to Larry Baker and our producer-engineer Brad Beam, and Larry, I guess, obviously, as we've talked a little bit here, I think there will be no doubt who will be number one and number two in the final rankings. This was the closest game that either one of these teams had all year, and considering what both teams had done throughout the playoffs, nobody was close in any of the games.
No, you're exactly right. It's not very often that it ends up this way, that they get it right in a sense. I know there's no vote. I mean, these teams played to get here, but these are no doubt the two best teams in D2 this year, and they will end up 1 and 2 and absolutely deserving so.
Well, a great performance by Coach Eric Kessler's Humphrey St. Francis Flyers, who just got started a little too slow, and I'm not even sure it was slow. They just made a couple mistakes by not being able to stop Giltner on a third down play, and that switch right before the half where they had it inside the red zone, were at the 15 with a minute to go and lost yardage on third and fourth down, and then allowed Giltner to go the length of the field to score that touchdown right before half was just huge.
Doug, that's all of it right there. You just said it.
54 yards, 3 plays, 28 seconds. They score a 23-yard touchdown pass. When everybody thinks, well, okay, we're going to halftime. No, Giltner, they just hammered it down, made 3 nice plays, and got in the end zone.
And that's the key here. When you look at this, Doug, and this is such a big key, if you go back and look at all of Giltner's games this year, they've had a ball somewhere in there of points and not a lot of minutes. A lot like a basketball run, or we say avalanche so much. In every game this year, they've had one of those spots where they just sprint out ahead of you. And that's exactly what that spot was at the end of the first half. They created the gap they needed for the rest of the game right there. Had that not happened, who knows what happens here?
Well, the final score is 42-26 in favor of the Giltner Hornets. We'll take a break and look at the numbers after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at some quick stats here before we wrap things up. First off, for Humphrey St. Francis today, they were led in running by Chad Heyer, 17 carries for 90 yards. Right there with him was J.J. Altmer, 24 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown in the football game. Nate Clausen ended up getting sacked a few times later on in the contest. Negative 27 goes his way, but he did have a one-yard touchdown run. So overall today, St. Francis ran it 48 times for 165 yards. The amazing thing is they put the ball up almost as much in this game as they did all season long. 22 passing attempts because they had to try and come back. They did complete 12 of those. So 12 of 22, Jake Werner was the big receiver with 39 yards. J.J. Altmer and Caleb Suits, though, each had touchdowns, 2 receptions for Altmer for 60 yards, and Suits, 2 receptions, 19 yards, and a touchdown. So 150 passing yards, 165 rushing yards, 70 plays resulting in 315 yards for Humphrey St. Francis. That beats anybody else.
Yeah, no question. That's what I think, Doug. This team was good enough to win it in any other year.
19 first downs for Humphrey St. Francis today. 3 fumbles, but they didn't lose any of them. Only 2 penalties for 10 yards. They punted the ball twice for an average of 36 yards. They were 10 of 17 on third down and 2 of 4 on fourth down in this football game. So 315 yards of total offense. Humphrey St. Francis will end the year as the state runner-up at 12-1. They were runners-up in 88, 98, 2008, and it didn't take quite as long to get a second-place trophy here in 2012. Their championship years, 95, 96, and 2009. For Giltner, rushing the football, Jacob Finley, 7 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Ryan Clyer, 6 carries, 7 yards. It almost makes you chuckle a little bit because then you go over to the receiving and the passing yards, and it's just amazing. Because rushing the ball, Giltner ran it 15 times for 53 yards, but today Jacob Finley put it up 52 times. He completed 35 of those, which was really below his season average, 17 incompletions in this game. But 35 of 52 in the contest today. Again, no interceptions, a perfect season when it comes to that. He had no interceptions all year long. And today he throws two more touchdown passes there in the second half. So he had five touchdowns in the football game, ends up with 67 touchdown passes and no interceptions. He also ran for one, which gives him 15 on the ground. 396 yards through the air, 53 on the ground, 67 plays, 449 yards of total offense for Giltner. They had six penalties, but all of the five-yard variety for 30 yards, punted it twice for an average of 31. They were 10 of 15 on third down. They were 2 of 3 on fourth down. The time of possession did get a little bit closer as the game marched along. Humphrey St. Francis had it for 29-09. Giltner had it for 18-51. Dustin Hastings, 14 receptions, 118 yards, two touchdowns. Kyle Hawthorne, 11 receptions, 112 yards and a touchdown. Ben Hendricks, 7 catches, 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. So 449 total today for Giltner as they were up 30-8 at halftime and were able to win it 42-26. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
With our producer-engineer Brad Beam and Larry Baker, Doug Duda back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Final score, Giltner 42, Humphrey St. Francis 26. Giltner, for just the third time in school history, in the state final, and they win the state championship for the second time. The other time in 84, they were the runner-up in D1 to Howells in 2009. We saw what we thought we would see, but in the end, this actually ties to the lowest output of points for Giltner as they did pull the reins back a little bit there in the second half.
Yeah, no question. They ran a lot more clock in the second half and kind of sputtered a little bit, came out a little flat and sputtered a little bit. But, man, did that defense play, and that defense has played all year.
Well, an outstanding performance, and congratulations to Coach Jeff Ashby, Matt Drew, Jake Harmon, and the entire crew. The senior class, as we said, Kyle Hawthorne, Jacob Finley. You've also got Dylan Hendricks, Ryan Clyer, Tobias Main, Grady Grudzinski, Dylan Gardner, and Dustin Hastings. They're able to finish it off by bringing home a state championship trophy, and they are just finishing up the medals right now for Coach Ashby. It's been an outstanding year where this was their closest game of the year, where it should be in the state football finals. As you have been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, as Giltner will now be awarded the 2012 State High School Football Championship Trophy. And let the celebration begin for the Hornets. We want to thank all the many fine sponsors back in Giltner for their continued support of their football and volleyball teams. What a fall again this year for the Hornets.
No kidding. Kurt Polk gets third. Coach Ashby gets first, bringing two big trophies in. And that's big for them. And congratulations to all of them. They've worked hard for it.
And, of course, they're the two-time defending state basketball champions. So it's good to be a Hornet. In Giltner, now they add the football championship trophy to the lot. For our producer-engineer Brad Beam and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. If you're listening to us on The Breeze, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9:45 for Sutton and Aquinas in the C2 State Championship. And you can listen to all six championship games on ESPN 1460 1550 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll hit the airwaves at 2:30 with a 2:45 kickoff as Exeter Milligan takes on Elgin Pope John. This is Doug Duda from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we congratulate the Giltner Hornets, 2012 D2 state champions, 42-26 over Humphrey St. Francis. Have a great day, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.